After last year's success, the McDonald Macs entered the 2024 season knowing the target on their back would be bigger than ever, especially in a rematch against state-ranked Clayton.
First and goal for McDonald. Pop pass to Anderson, reaches out, makes the grab, stretches to the end zone, touchdown! McDonald at 6-0 here on the road at Clayton. Quarterback keeper off the left side, Mason Bossy pulls him down! Mason Bossy the pursuit and yanks Dane Mum to the turf for maybe a gain of one. From the gun, option look. Mum going to keep it himself, and he will run right into a bear hug from Mason Bossy. Dane Mum from the shotgun. Back to pass, some heavy pressure. He'll step up in the pocket. He's hit and dragged down. Mason Bossy once again. That Bossy bear hug, there's no escaping it.
Yeah, Justin Quall putting some pressure on, making the quarterback step up.
Anderson is going to be split out to the right. Dawson Moulton, tail of the tandem in the I formation behind Smisky, the senior signal caller, first and 10 from the 27. Smisky roll out to his right. Now a pop pass. He's got Anderson wide open. Over the shoulder catch. He is gone. See you later, David Anderson. 73-yard touchdown.
What a great play call. And they kind of set that up by earlier in the game. Grant running that design run to get that first down.
Donald after the fumble on the kickoff, back in action. Three-step drop, looking for Anderson again. Smisky, Anderson, leaping catch inside the 25-yard line. David Anderson laying out for that one and snatching it off the grass. Grant Smisky floats it out to Anderson. Over the shoulder catch, touchdown, same play as they scored on from 73 yards out. This one a 23-yard touchdown toss and a hat trick for Smisky and Anderson. Lead blocker out there for Dane Mum, and oh my goodness, David Anderson plants him into the grass, blowing up the blocker, and then Anderson says hello. And from the gun, give right up the middle. That's Curtis. Ball is loose on the ground. McDonald has it at the 36-yard line. Jarred loose, and the Macs dove on it. They'll go reverse to David Anderson from Moulton. Anderson gets a block from Smisky. Anderson turning the corner at the 50-yard line. First down and more. David Anderson and Dawson Moulton collaborating on the kickoff and the first play from scrimmage here in the second half. Third and 9 from the 49. Smisky on the bootleg, rolling out to his left. Got some pressure, floats it out left side, looking for Anderson. Anderson, another catch inside the 25-yard line. 26-yard hookup unofficially there between Smisky and Anderson. Low 80s, I believe, here in Clayton today. Just over 90 seconds to play in the third quarter. McDonald leading 20-14. Three-step drop, floating out left side. Over the shoulder catch! What a grab inside the 30-yard line! Ryan Smisky says, you better believe I have hands.
Wow, what a grab by Ryan there. I mean, it was a beautiful throw. And that catch, it's not one that you expect, like a big old tight end like Ryan to haul it, you know.
But, that was a high degree of difficulty.
Yes.
From the 6-yard line, second and 1. Faking the pitch out is Grant Smisky. Smisky rolling out, throws to the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Ryan Smisky. All alone, the fourth touchdown toss of the day for Grant Smisky. And it's 26-14 McDonald.
That's just cool to see two cousins there.
27-20 with 9:01 remaining. A 4th and 8 for Clayton for the McDonald 46. Trips to the left. Back to pass is Dane Mum. He's got a clean pocket. Now pressure comes. Tipped pass. Caught. Breaking one tackle. Anderson trying to stop him, and he will. Anderson pulls him out of bounds into the McDonald sideline, 2 yards shy of the stick as Curtis made the catch and broke the first tackle, but Anderson would not let him go. What a play there by David Anderson.
That was huge.
David Anderson is back out there, wide to the right. Smisky to the left. I formation behind Grant Smisky, the senior. Smisky short drop. He's going to pop fly deep down the left side looking for Anderson. What a catch! Oh, my goodness. He went up and snatched it inside the 40-yard line. One-on-one coverage against Owen Anderson. 1:49 to go. Here in the game, 27-20. McDonald with the lead. Clayton has gone for two every time they've scored.
Watch a quarterback running the ball on this one.
Three receivers left. Mum flares it out left side to Landon King. Landon King is wrapped up right away, pulled back by Eli Stepp. The wide receiver screen and Stepp with the stop. But again, it all comes down to this for Clayton. McDonald has two timeouts left if the Bears do punch it in. Twin receivers left, single receiver right. Mum calls for the ball with a man in motion left to right. The give to King. They'll punch it out to Curtis. Curtis hit. He's driving toward the end zone. He's pulled back.
Wow.
David Anderson drops him to the turf, and McDonald hangs on. Oh, my goodness. David Anderson, who's been fighting cramps. Holds down Curtis. Mum has it on the tee. The run-up straight down the middle of the field. It's in open space. Diving on it. It's still loose. McDonald thought they had it. Did it squirt loose again? Oh. Landon King at the bottom of that pile. And McDonald has the ball. They recover. And they are going to win this game. The recovery on that play by number 21 at the bottom of the pile, Isaac Crawford, the sophomore, is going to run this clock down. And the Macs come on the road to Clayton in a battle of state-ranked squads. A nail-biter that comes down to the final couple plays. And as the clock hits triple zeros, your final score, the McDonald Macs 27, the Clayton Bears 26. What a ball game.
1-0. And a statement win on the road. But for McDonald to continue the momentum, they'll have to defend the home turf of DeRay against Lake Holcomb. This is McDonald Macs Football on WOGO Sports.
McDonald Football is on the air.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Macs is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, by the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, and by Kurt Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, by Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, by Culver's of Lake Alley and Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates LLC, Professional Land Surveying, by Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Rust Proofers, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO Sports team, Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky.
WOGO. Go Max. Your sports station.
Thank you so much, Greg Stewart. And thanks as well to Caleb Swensons for filling in so well last Saturday as McDonald pulling that one out at Clayton 27-26. What a thriller. Catch the podcast at wogo.com. And Elena Halverson back at our WOGO studio. If you can turn down the audio from the talk program from WOGO, I'd appreciate it. Thank you so much. So, Seth Smisky, the Macs come in here 1-0, top-ranked eight-player team in the state, and an exciting win on the road to start the season.
Yeah, it definitely was, and I was just thrilled to be there. And, you know, it was a game that first half there was some moments where you're like, you know what, we might kind of walk away with this one a little bit. And we just never could just give that strike that would really put them down and got them believing, and they came back a different team in the second half and gave us all that we could handle, for sure, coming down to one play at the end. I haven't listened to the podcast. I don't know if I like listening to myself, but
in the end they came out on top, and that's the thing. The end, at the end of last season or near the end, and then this one to start this season, as much as McDonald can say that play scares out for Clayton, they're like, yeah, listen, you guys beat us twice, so just we'll see you later maybe, huh?
Yeah, you know, they're a good team, and there's a chance, you know, the playoffs, we'd see them again, and they're going to have some answers to what we gave them, and hopefully we have some as well, so it'll be interesting third time around if it happens.
All right. Seth's got something to take care of, so we're going to cut him loose here. This is the Culver's Kickoff Show, brought to you by your brand-new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, opening September 16th. Culver's of Chippewa Falls also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Apply now at culvers.com/careers. Yes, McDonald, the top-ranked eight-player team in the state, followed by Gilman and Thorpe, both teams in their conference in the North Central East Conference. Then Hurley is fourth. Clayton, even though the loss to McDonald, but it was to the top-ranked team, so they're fifth. They actually moved up from seventh to fifth. Newman Catholic is sixth. North Crawford, seventh. Owen Withy, the eighth-ranked eight-player team in the state. They're also in the Max Conference. Lena, St. Thomas Aquinas, ninth, and Highland is tenth. Lake Holcomb coming in here, a different journey for them as they lost 80-0 in their opener to New Auburn We'll hear from their head coach, John Stender, when we come back in 3 minutes to DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
The Culver's Kickoff Show from DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls on this Thursday night on FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com down here on the field. And head coach, Lake Holcomb, coming in here, a young squad, kind of a tough way to start the season against New Auburn.
Yes, it was real tough. They're a good team. Mm-hmm. They got a lot of talent compared to us. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're young, so we keep working.
Yeah. How about practices subsequent to that and getting ready for this one?
We just practiced hard this week because Monday was Labor Day. We had practice. The JV played Tuesday up in New Auburn, and we practiced last night. So we're short on practice, but hey, we're here to try and play ball.
Mm-hmm. And again, while the roster is limited, I'm counting up at what, 17 players or more?
We got 23 total, okay, 23. But yeah, 17 available tonight.
All right, but yeah. I think last year was down lower, so more players this year. And, again, a very tough McDonald team, top-ranked eight-player team in the state.
Yes. Super team, super. Mm-hmm. So coach well, really good, you know, so, yep.
So what's going to be the key for you guys here tonight?
Just hopefully we can finish the game and stay healthy, have fun, and learn.
Sounds good. Coach, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
Head coach John Stender of the Lake Holcomb Chieftains. When we come back, we'll hear from head coach Mark Maloney of the Max in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents' Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Get a great return on your investment with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Royal's 4.40% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 4.40% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate440. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 8/9/24. Insured by NCUA.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Culver's Kickoff Show with Mark Maloney from DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls here on FM 103.1, AM 680, and wogo.com. Coach, first off, a look back to Saturday. It was a thriller. We heard some of the highlights leading into the broadcast tonight. Nice way to get a road win to start the season.
It was a good way to come out of there with a W. We fought for that W against a very, very good Clayton team, as usual. I mean, they got a really nice team up there. And, our kids, the defense really did a job stopping that two-point conversion to pull that off by one.
David Anderson, too, shining on that two-point conversion, considering maybe not 100%. So.
Yeah, he was kind of dinged up. And, we got a couple other guys dinged up after that game. But, I'm hoping tonight that, we fixed a few things that we noticed in the game. So hopefully we can get our running game. We really need to get our running game established.
And that's one of the lines, right, is the biggest improvement all season from game one to game two. And so you go from Saturday to today. And a lot of players out for this year's squad.
Yeah, we got 43, I think, total, with another youngster just joining, and he's not even here yet on the team. But so that'll put us at 43. So we got a good freshman group. JV played almost under Lincoln on Tuesday, and they did a nice job against them, won 52-24. So them kids are feeling the wins too. So it's good to have the numbers out here. And again, we got to get through this one, and then we got a couple of really tough teams coming up.
Yeah, very tough conference this year. And but for Lake Holcomb, tough for them. I mean, off a lopsided defeat at the hands of New Auburn, and then they come in here tonight.
Yeah, Again, last year when we played Lake Holcomb, it was the same deal. I think they brought 13 kids, and the coach came up to me and said, "Hey, I got 13 kids that want to play." And I says, "Great." I says, "We can only put 8 players out there at a time." Mm-hmm. So I'm glad to see that you got 13 kids that want to play. So hopefully these kids are coming back, and, maybe they're going to come out here and be a little hungry. So we got to be ready for them.
All right, Coach, I always love talking with you, working with you. Wish you the best.
Yes, thanks, Mark.
All right. There we go. Head Coach Mark Maloney on the Culver's Kickoff Show. Back with more in a moment on WOGO Sports.
On the court,
the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Back on the Culver's Kickoff Show, brought to you by the brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, opening September 16th. Culver's of Chippewa Falls also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Apply now at culvers.com/careers. Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky, and McDonald, just looking at their schedule here, Seth, I mean, after tonight against Lake Holcomb, it's those tough games Coach Maloney talking about, at Owen with the eighth-ranked team in the state. In terms of eight player, and then, of course, at home against Gilman, a game we'll have for you here on WOGO, and they're right behind McDonald in those state rankings, plus in the conference.
Yeah, that's going to be a good game.
So this year, it's a tall order, this new North Central East Conference, right?
It is. It's quite the change, and it's crazy how many teams are ranked in the top mm-hmm. 10 in our conference.
The top three are obviously McDonald, Gilman, and Thorpe, and we'll see Thorpe later in the season on October 11th, but wanted to just ask you too, and being your son Grant has been the starting quarterback since his freshman year, and here it is, you know, you snap your fingers, you close your eyes, and he's a senior, and obviously he and his buddies, David Johnson, some of the other seniors, is there a sense of trying to drink it in extra much this year?
Oh, absolutely, and it's it's just cool to see how much these guys have grown up since I was coaching them in flag football back when they were third, fourth, fifth, sixth graders, and just the leaders they've become. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Grant, you know, I witnessed it firsthand, and just some cool things that they've done in the community too, going down to the Agnes table and stuff like that, that the players themselves orchestrated, and just seeing these young men or young boys grow into mm-hmm. men and become leaders has really been something that's fantastic to witness. And yeah, it's I kind of didn't want the season to start, because then once it starts, it's going to end, you know, and it's kind of bittersweet.
How does the team feel about that number one ranking? Because obviously, I mean, they'd love to win the title, and they know what it takes, and they were right in the semis last year, losing that tough one to Thorpe, my guess is they're like, you know what, that we just one game at a time, right? One practice at a time.
Yeah, I mean, that's the mindset I think that they tell themselves mm-hmm. to have, but their goal is to win state, and I don't think they made any secret about it, and that's what they want to do. But boy, you got to get out of this conference first,
right? And it's nice to have that respect, right? I mean, that people. Mm-hmm. They're not going to sneak up on anybody. People are going to hit them with their best shot this year. Yep. Well, tell you what, Seth, got to ask you. Time for our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. How about it?
Well, we got to get our run game established. That's a big one. And then for offense, Also, I think Ryan and Grant got to kind of work on their connection a little bit. You know, Grant's been throwing David Anderson. That seems to be going just fine, but him and Ryan need to work on that a little bit. Defense, I'd like to see the linebackers step up and make some plays. They were kind of catching a little bit last week. Step up, and then the biggest thing is just let's leave this game healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got a little dinged up last week. And
for sure. You got a tough the second road game of the season, first conference road game on the way next week, Friday night at Owenwithie. But first off, Lake Holcomb here in this contest tonight. So as the clock ticks down, and we will take one final timeout at the wrap of the Culver's kickoff show. Don't forget that brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, people excited about that for obvious reasons, opening September 16th. Culver's of Chippewa Falls also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Apply tonight at culvers.com/careers. When we come back, starting we'll have the gridiron action, the opening kickoff, and we'll get this thing underway. Lake Holcomb visiting Chippewa Falls McDonald tonight on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is opening September 16th. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order Butterburgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. See you September 16th at your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls.
Mark Halverson, it's Seth Smisky back at DeRay Field. It's the Max and the Chieftains tonight. McDonald Central, the top-ranked eight-player team in the state from the North Central East Conference against Lake Holcomb. And the Max introduced as a team. First, remember that Bill Belichick's New England Patriots in that first Super Bowl under his leadership that happened, and they beat Kurt Warner and St. Louis, and it became a thing that McDonald's latched onto in recent years. So.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like that.
We're a team. All right, the Max dressed in those blue uniforms with the gold numerals, and white pants. And meanwhile, Lake Holcomb here tonight, and their school colors, purple, white, and black. The black pants and the white tops. And you have to help me out. I struggle with a bit of color blindness, but I present kind of a purple helmet, right?
Yeah, yep.
And purple numbers, so. All right. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls or White City Glass. And some of our great sponsors, Ashley Construction, Johnson Roloff Service with the Johnson Roloff Red Zone, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Post Glass and Mirror, Holly Bovey with the stats recap in the post game, and the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, something to look forward to as well here on WOGO. All right, the Macs are going to kick it off. And help me out. Who's the kicker here, Seth?
Isaac Crawford.
All right, Isaac's going to be your kicker and a talented sophomore. And he boots it, and they go left to right. And Lake Holcomb back to receive it. Hits about the 18-yard line, grabbed about the 12. And they're going to scamper out towards about the 17 before a number of blue jerseys push him back. And, again, we've got some challenges with the roster here with Lake Holcomb, so we'll do the best we can on that. But all right, first and 10 for Lake Holcomb from their own 15 going right to left.
It's nice to see a lot of bodies around the football on that kickoff. We had one kind of get away from us last week. So like to see that.
You you want that team not just going out there to start the game, but also on the kickoff coverage as well from the 15-yard line. And there's the handoff, and a great MAC defense just swarming on the ball carrier.
Yeah, that time Dan Fritz just got right in there immediately.
And number 25, Weston Winchell. Winchell with the first carry of the night. And looked like a loss of two on the play, so second and 12 for Lake Holcomb. And now second down for the Chieftains from the 13-yard line, going right to left. And a flag is thrown before an illegal procedure against Lake Holcomb, so that'll make it second and 17, and that'll back them up to their own 8-yard line.
Yeah, their fullback was just a little antsy on the play and just rocked a little bit, but it was enough to get the officials' attention. I saw it from up here, so it must have.
Yeah, there you go. And so back inside of the 10, as they're waiting and discussing it now, I'm not sure what's the confusion about it. It was seemingly against Lake Holcomb. And any speculation here?
I don't know. I don't know what could be the discussion. It seemed pretty black and white to me. But I noticed last week, too, at the game, it seemed like it took a while for the officials to get the calls in.
Uh-huh. And your brother, Drew, actually was coaching middle school in Alma Center. And now they're saying offsides against McDonald. They changed. Okay, so offsetting penalty. So scratch that 5-yard penalty. It won't be assessed against either team.
Yeah.
So apparently they're saying the more we thought about it, you both did something wrong there. So it'll stay at the 13 for second and 12. Can you help me out? We had some roster issues. Apparently number 2 is their quarterback, but I'm looking for him on the roster here.
I don't.
Yeah, 22 is Cade Cook. But, all right, second and 12 from the 13. And, again, handoff up the middle. And maybe back to the line of scrimmage. And that's number 9, Caden Jones for that one. And Minen with the tackle for McDonald. And so Jones back to the line of scrimmage, so no gain for him. So third and 12 now for Lake Holcomb from the 13-yard line. Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky with you tonight from DeRay Field. The Cards tomorrow night, 6:35, the pregame, the 2-0 Cards. Veterans night, don't miss that one. Third and 12. And now back to pass. The quarterback tosses one over the outstretched arms of Connor Kane for the incomplete pass.
Yeah, Nash Winger on the coverage there, and he was right next to him. Good coverage.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the Cards, they got New Richmond tomorrow night. Is that who they have?
Yeah, that's right, New Richmond.
Yeah, that'll be a tough one.
Right, right. But a great start to the season. I mean, that home win over Stevens Point. And all right, and there's a low boot. It hits about the 35. Takes a McDonald roll to the 30. Yeah, that came back. The direction McDonald will go from left to right. So the Macs with great field position at the Lake Holcomb 35 as we get started here.
You know, I kind of think about just when we had to take a year off of football and then went back to it. And, you know, we were kind of reminiscent of Lake Holcomb. And now here we are, the number one team in the state.
And Smiski now is going to go to the left. He's got the football. He's going to try to run it on the outside and goes out at about the 27 or 28-yard line. So a good gain on first down for number one, the senior quarterback, Grant Smiski.
That was definitely a broken play there.
Yeah, it did appear that way, but Grant made something out of it.
Yeah, he was not – something happened. Well, I thought he was handing it off, and they didn't take it.
I made sure to put him in the rush yardage list after Dawson Moulton and Isaac Crawford. And so a gain of six is what they're saying. So second and four for the McDonald Max from the 29-yard line. Smiski under center. I formation. He'll dart one. He's got Anderson. Anderson spins away from one would-be tackler, carries another, and he gets down inside the 15-yard line. David Anderson, 14-yard gain. And first down for McDonald.
David kind of got bent a little awkwardly on that tackle.
And that's another McDonald first down brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. Yeah, David, and again, you've talked about all their lives, these guys have been tossing the ball together. And so that combination here, that senior connection, if you will. He's got the cousin connection with Ryan, right?
Yep.
All right. From the 14, the Max inside of the red zone, Johnson roll off red zone. Smiski rolling, looking, fires. Touchdown. There it is for the Max. Touchdown caught by Ryder Sullivan. And McDonald grabs a 6-0 lead with 9:45 to go first quarter.
Really cool to see Ryder Sullivan getting a touchdown there. He doesn't get a lot of minutes, but he's just one of these kids. He just loves being around his friends. He loves playing the game, and he comes out and helps out, and just really cool to see him get a touchdown there. That's
great.
Awesome
job by Ryder with 9:45 to go first quarter. The 8-yard, is it 8 yards is what I said, or is it?
Yeah,
because they had a 6-yard, was it 14? They were from the 14-yard line. There's the boot down, and it is up and good. All right, we'll take a break. Back in a minute. Max lead at 7-0 on WOGO Sports.
Winter is coming, and with winter comes salt. And that salt is attacking your vehicle, leading to rust. But you can stop rust in its tracks with Rust Proofers. Rust Proofers offers convenient service. They'll come to you with a no-mess, no-drip formula. Prevent rust and stop existing rust from getting out of control. And Rust Proofers service is added to your vehicle history report, increasing resale value. Stop rust before it starts. Call, text, or email Rust Proofers, serving Western Wisconsin. RustProofers.com.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates. At Wurzgalla, they're always here to help.
I stand corrected, a 14-yard touchdown pass. So, my first TD call of the season, and it's a mistake. But, it is what it is, right? Nonetheless, Ryder scores the 6 points, and that's what counts. And there's the kickoff by Crawford, taken at the 15 and run out to the 20 and just past the 20-yard line. And number nine wrapped up there, Caden Jones. And, again, the Max... just prior to that touchdown pass from Grant Smiski, it worked so fast, they had to let you know the Max there were in the Johnson roll-off red zone. Johnson Roloff, your local Roloff dumpster service, making recycling easy. Dumpsters for any size project with haul away and disposable services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. JohnsonRoloffService.com. All right, Lake Holcomb with the football going right to left from the 21-yard line. Max on defense, and the handoff is to the return man there, Caden Jones, as he comes around the left side for a short Lake Holcomb gain of a couple to the 23. And, yeah, we found out the identity of the quarterback. It's Emmett Johnson. Emmett Johnson's the sophomore quarterback, number two for Lake Holcomb. But thanks to Seth for going above and beyond the call of duty. We had some roster issues tonight that it looked like computer discombobulation, right?
Yeah, but some pretty cool dudes down for Lake Holcomb helped me out.
All right, second and eight, and there's the screen pass, an incomplete pass, and we had good coverage coming over here. Number nine on number nine. So the Max Daniel Fritz on the coverage on Caden Jones. Third and eight now for Lake Holcomb.
Yeah, it's good coverage by Danny. You know, it's you got to read pass and run, and then if the your running back goes out for a pass, you got to that's your linebacker and that's your assignment. You got to go with them, and he was right there.
Right. And so now the sophomore quarterback for Lake Holcomb, again, very young squad. He comes up third and eight against this Max defense. 9 minutes to go, first quarter, and he'll fake. And then great rush by the Max, and what a brilliant play. And is that Ryan Smisky on the tackle? And it was.
It is.
For the big loss that time from the 23, and he takes him way back. And player down for Lake Holcomb. One of the linemen. He's going to get up.
He's going to be fine. But
that's good.
Yeah, Ryan just looked like he was shot out of a cannon on that
sure
play.
Sure did. Wow, that's going to go on the highlight reel.
Yes, that was nice.
So now fourth and a punting down as McDonald, I presume, from the 17-yard line. And who do we got back for the punt?
Eli Stepp.
All right, Eli is back there, number seven. And here is the punt, and there's the boot. Stepp's going to get it at the 45. He dropped it. Stepp's going to recover, and he's down about the 48. So Eli Stepp, but good to get that out of your system here early in a game that you lead 7-0, right?
Yeah, he had to run up on it, but, it's still a ball that you can catch. So, special teams just make me so nervous, whether we're kicking the ball off or receiving a punt. It just.
Well, it doesn't matter if it's middle school, high school, college, or the pros, they're all working on it.
Yeah, yep, and that's something that can just change the momentum of the game so easily,
Yeah.
So.
All right, so McDonald now taking over. And there's the pitch out to the near side, and here's Moulton. Moulton, I see his grandpa in the crowd tonight, Terry Moulton, and his grandma, Sue Kay. And from the original line of scrimmage of the 47, first carry of the night for the junior, Dawson Moulton. And here's a guy, again, who's been toting the rock since he was a freshman. And, he and Grant can working out lots here together. And here's number 32, though, the junior now. So he got an 8-yard carry there, first carry of the night. And now second and two for the Max out of the I formation. A pitch to Moulton again on the far side. The 35, the 30, the 25, the 20. He may go all the way for a touchdown. Dawson Moulton and the Max lead it 13-0.
Offensive line opened up a really nice hole for him. And, Dawson, he's just got such great size and even greater speed. And when he gets around that corner, anything can happen, and right there he showed what he can do.
He sure did. He put the burners on, and a 39-yard touchdown run with 8:03 to go here in the first quarter as Isaac Crawford under a Dawson Moulton hold, trying to make it 14-0 here against Lake Holcomb. The ball is hiked. There is the kick, and Isaac's got it. No good. Oh. He missed that one. All right.
Yeah. He had plenty of leg on it.
Yeah,
Everything looked good.
All right, well, we'll have to get that worked out here with Rich Bisaccia and the hold it. He's coaching the Packers in Brazil. That's not going to work. We'll take a break. Back in a minute. Max lead at 13-0 on WOGO Sports.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Get a great return on your investment with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Royal's 4.40% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 4.40% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate440. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 8/9/24. Insured by NCUA.
All right, the Max pinning Lake Holcomb deep to the 6-yard line. Seth, describe what happened on that kickoff.
Yeah, the ball just got past the returners, and they got on it, but they gave up a lot of yards in the process.
All right, well, we've got some good highlights already for McDonald. The Ryder Sullivan 14-yard touchdown catch, the Ryan Smiski sack, and the 39-yard TD run by Dawson Moulton. And that's all here just in the first quarter for McDonald. And again, a Lake Holcomb team that came in here. 23 players, only 17 available for Coach John Stender tonight. From the 6-yard line now, 8:02 to go in the first period. And a handoff off the right side for a short gain for the Chieftains. Again, quarterback Emmett Johnson, the sophomore. And the handoff, Caden Jones again.
McDonald getting a lot of bodies around the ball, which is really nice to see.
From the 6-yard line, got it to about the 9, so a gain of 3 for Jones. He's had 3 carries for 5 yards on the night for the Chieftains. 2nd and 7 now from the 9. And the handoff, Jones again, and he keeps going, keeps those legs going, and he gets across the 10 to maybe the 11 or 12-yard line. So Caden Jones.
Looks like McDonald's doing a lot of subbing.
Yeah.
And they're getting a lot of the young players in, too, right away.
That's great. And they're going to give him out to the 11, so a gain of 2 more. So it's 4 carries for 7 yards for Jones, and it's a 3rd and 5 now. And they're going to keep it on the ground, and certainly did not get the first down, did Lake Holcomb there. And
looks like 35, Justin Quall was in on that, amongst a host of other players, but I think Quall probably had the initial contact.
That looked to be Emmett Johnson, the quarterback, running that time, and gave a gain of 2 for Johnson, and he's going to punt it and boots it now, and it's going to go at about the 36-yard line. Takes a McDonald bounce and down by a Lake Holcomb player. It went completely backwards about 5 yards before it's recovered by Caden Jones, and so the Max catching a break there.
Yeah, it's really tough when you're punting the ball, and I think we've started inside the 40.
You know, yeah, I mean, the 35, and then they backed up to the 47,
yeah,
and now the 31-yard line.
So. Yeah, so it's that puts a lot of pressure on your defense when you're
right,
given such good field position.
Well, Lake Holcomb shut out in that opener 80-0, and now the Max knocking on that door 11 yards from the Johnson roll-off red zone. Smitsky's going to try to go for it on 1, and he completes it. Touchdown pass into the end zone for McDonald, number 14, Nash Winger, and the Max lead it 19-0.
Yeah, awesome to see Nash catch a touchdown there. Nash kind of backs up David a little bit on offense in that spot, so he plays a lot of defense, plays cornerback, so but really cool to see,
yeah,
Nash get a touchdown.
Yeah, so spreading it out here, Ryder Sullivan earlier at the 14-yard TD, and now Nash Winger as well. Number 13 and number 14, so consecutively into the scoring column.
Offsides on Lake Holcomb there
on the extra point
encroachment.
So did he actually boot it? I was writing down the stats here.
Yep, he kicked it.
And was it, what was the call on it? Was it no good?
I think it was good.
All right. I don't know if they would change their mind and go for 2 if they were closer or not. Kind of interesting, Dawson Moulton, the holder. So one running back holding it for another running back who's,
yeah,
the kicker.
And, you know,
it doesn't happen a lot. All right, well, he's going to kick it again.
Yeah.
And so
last week, Kale was our kicker, but he got a little dinged
up. Ball is high. Moulton to Crawford. Crawford going to try to look at the near side. He's looking for somebody to throw it to. He fires it into the end zone, and it's caught for a two-point conversion by the Max, by number three, Kale Holm, for the two-point conversion.
I think that was
someone else?
Yep. Kale Holm is not playing tonight. Number nine.
Daniel Fritz.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we will not use that two-point conversion in the highlights. But nonetheless, it mattered, and how about that?
Hey, there you go. Good heads-up play by Isaac.
Absolutely.
He wasn't going to be able to run it in, but he
always wanted to be a quarterback, and
yeah,
now he was.
There you go.
We'll take a 30-second timeout. Back with the kickoff in a moment on WOGO Sports.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
So again, Daniel Fritz getting his name mentioned. And again, you know, when you talk about team, right, I mean, you want as many guys to be contributing as possible, and the Max are getting that early in this contest tonight, Seth.
They are. They're rotating a lot of guys that probably didn't have any playing time last week, and they're getting in there and getting some contact. And yeah, so it's good. It's good for everybody.
6:20 to go. The Max already lead it 21-0 here over Lake Holcomb. New Auburn dominating the Chieftains 80-0 in their opener last week. For the Max at Owen Withy next Friday, and then we're back with you on Max TV for the game against Thorpe on the 20th. But tomorrow night, don't forget Chi-High and New Richmond, and what a game that's going to be. 6:35 the pregame with Caleb Swenson and company here on WOGO Sports. And Isaac Crawford getting a lot of action as the kicker. And this one is takes a hop, and it's recovered. And he downed it, I guess, number 24, Connor Kane. What'd you see there, Seth?
Yeah, he inadvertently downed it. It got past him again, and he jumped up in the air and grabbed it. But when he came down, his knee touched the ground.
Yeah.
So not stellar field position once again.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's been the story of this game, is poor field position for Lake Holcomb. And
leads to great field position to us.
Right. And McDonald, really, is that just the one first down? Because in their first drive, but subsequently they had the 39-yard touchdown run and then a 31-yard touchdown pass. All right, on defense now against sophomore quarterback Emmett Johnson. Split backfield behind him, and Johnson takes it himself into the line of scrimmage, which was first and 10 from the 12-yard line as they go right to left here in this first quarter. We're not quite to the midway point of the first quarter, and again, from that original line of scrimmage of the 12, I would say no gain on the play. So second and 10 for Lake Holcomb.
Looks like number 8, Luke Anderson, that's David's younger brother, checking in.
Okay.
He'll either be a safety or a defensive back.
From the 12-yard line now, the purple, white, and black of Lake Holcomb coming to the line of scrimmage against that Max 8-man defense. And looking, Johnson, handoff, left side, and again, just swarming defense all over them.
Nowhere to go.
That was a fresh ball carrier that time, number 22, Caden Cuck. Caden Cuck that time. But didn't look like much daylight for him. In fact, they're saying third and 10. Okay, so Caden Cuck. No gain. And so now third and 10 for Johnson and company as he comes to the line of scrimmage. Split backfield behind him. And a pitch out to the runner on the near side trying to get out here. And not much doing there for Caden Jones that time. And the Max defense, good speed in pursuit.
Yeah, Alan Minan on tackle that time, and he played it perfectly. He was playing off the edge.
Yep.
And he fit up on block, and then he read run to the outside, so he was able to shed the block and get out there and contain it and make the tackle.
And let's see, I think a loss of 3 on the play, so a loss of 3 for Jones. And so now it's a 4th and 13 for Lake Holcomb from the 9. Here's the high snap, and the punt is away. And letting it bounce is Eli Stepp this time, and it's going to be down about the 42-yard line for the Max. With 4:17 to go first quarter, and McDonald leading it 21-0. And time for me to tell you, when your car takes a big hit, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is here. Local pickup and delivery and complimentary estimates, towing, loaner vehicles, and assistance with insurance claims. Chippewa Auto Body and Service is also your local choice for vehicle repair, tires, and detailing. Free car wash with every oil change, Chippewa Auto Body and Service. That's great. You don't hear that too often, a free car wash with every oil change. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And they're going to put it at the 42 instead of the 41 for the Max as they continue to go left to right. Just the first quarter, Max have scored every time they've had the ball. And Smiski now on the handoff, and a great tackle that time, and of Dawson Moulton kind of thrown down by number 29 for Tommy Kane throwing Moulton down.
Yeah, we were not fooling anybody in that play. It looked like they'd seen it before. And,
yeah.
And he read it perfectly and got hit immediately.
Yeah, loss of four for Moulton. He had the 39-yard touchdown run earlier, and this one drops him to three carries for 43 yards in the night. Second down and 14 for the Max. Smiski under center, lone running back behind him. Moulton in motion. Fake to Moulton. Handoff goes to number nine for the Max, Daniel Fritz, and short gain that time before he gets wrapped up by big number 70, Logan Reedinger. And so getting back to, let's see, about the 43-yard line, so a gain of three for Fritz.
Same formation that they did last time, just they faked the handoff to Dawson and gave it to our fullback right up the middle.
So third and 11. This is one of the bigger challenges for the Max in terms of any down so far against Lake Holcomb, a 3:08 to go first quarter. Mark Halverson and Seth Smiski rolling to the near side. Grant Smiski's going to heave one down the middle of the field, and it's picked off by the quarterback, Emmett Johnson, playing defensive back, and he intercepts Grant. Ill-advised there, maybe, huh?
Yeah, he was thrown off his back foot, and he just didn't have the arm to get it out in front there. But, yeah, probably, you know.
You want to get those out of your system before you face Owen Withy next week, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And maybe feeling a little bit free. You're up 21-0,
hey,
right?
Yeah, yep. And we got some good receivers that can go up, but he just underthrew it. We couldn't get back to it.
All right, so Lake Holcomb boosted by that with 2:59 to go first quarter. First of our doubleheader again this week, and it'll be last week was a Friday, Saturday. This week a Thursday, Friday. Chahai and New Richmond tomorrow night. There's the fake, and then going to get it to Jones to the near side, number nine, Caden Jones. Caden with a K, and it was from the 14-yard line. And let's see where they mark it now. He may have lost yardage. It looks to be that way. And a loss of three back to the 11. So Jones now has been their most active ball carrier. But I got to say, at the end of the day, six carries for 1 yard. So credit to the Max defense there.
Yeah, once again, Alan Minen on the edge, reading it perfectly and able to get out there.
Yeah, so second and 13 from the 11. Lake Holcomb inside of 3 minutes to go here, first quarter. Down 21-0. Pitch out on the far side. It looks, is it Caden Jones again? No, not.
Yeah,
different ball carrier this time.
Either way, it didn't really fool anybody, and we were there.
Right. Well said. Yeah, I think didn't fool anybody, correct.
So, but
I think maybe Weston Winchell, I don't know. That's as best I could identify it there. From the 11 and back to the 9. So a loss of two more on the play. So third down and 15 for Owen Withy. Here we go. And timeout Lake Holcomb. They want to talk it over with 2:04 to go. We'll take a 1 minute break as well. Lake Holcomb, 3rd and 15, when we come back to DeRay on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Third and 15 for Lake Holcomb as we come back here on WOGO, our coverage of McDonald football. Mark Halverson and Seth Smiske, and Emmett Johnson now faces the big rush, and he's taken down to the end zone for the safety. Safety in the max lead at 23-0 now.
Wow. That looked That's my nephew out there. I gotta brag a little bit.
Yeah.
My nephew Gavin Smiske just got the safety.
And it comes with 1:58 to go. And Johnson with the third and 15 from the 9 went back to pass and nothing doing. And the McDonald pass rush just collapsing on him for the 2 points there. And again, now 1:58, and so that means then kicking it from the 20. Either punting it or kicking it off a tee. I guess more often it's kicking it off the tee as the Macs now lead at 23-0.
It's good to see a lot of young guys getting in there, and they're making plays too. It's a testament. Gavin, he's a freshman, and he shows a lot of promise. He's a big boy, and he's got really good feet and able to get in there.
Fantastic. 23-0 McDonald's, so let's get the ball back, score, and put a 30 on the board here in the first quarter. And a bit of a delay, any idea, maybe a uniform situation? I'm not sure.
Yeah, not entirely sure.
All right.
You know, there's not a lot of safety, so.
No, I know it. I thought in high school and college, I thought they do give you the option of kicking it off a tee or punting, but. Sounds like Emmett Johnson is going to punt it.
Yep. And that last punt he had, I think net probably was close to 45 yards.
Yeah. And for McDonald, back deep, it looks like I see Nash Winger, one of the guys, number 14. Maybe it's hard to believe so. And here we go. Emmett, the kick, and... can't go past the 20. It's going to go about the 48, and it takes a roll for Lake Holcomb and then recovered by the Macs at their own 49-yard line. So the first time tonight McDonald's been in their own territory, ball recovered by Daniel Fritz there, the senior.
Yeah, and that punt should have been caught.
Yeah.
So just some things we got to address, clean up a little bit. The guys got to talk out there. It was punted right between the middle of four guys, but we got to communicate, not let that hit the ground.
So for the Macs, 1:56 to go in this first quarter, leading at 23-0. Grant Smiske under center, I formation behind him. Fritz and Moulton, he goes back to pass. He's got a receiver dropped, incomplete by Nash Winger dropping that one. Well, David Johnson caught one for 14. We had a 14-yard touchdown catch Ryder Sullivan, a 31-yard touchdown catch by Nash Winger so far tonight.
Yeah, Nash a little disappointed with himself on that one, but he'll get the next one.
You got to catch the ball and then run, right?
Yeah.
All right, second and 10 for the Macs. 1:52 to go first quarter from their own 49. Back to pass Smiske. Here comes the rush. He looks deep down the left sideline, and it's incomplete. He had Dawson Moulton out there but couldn't quite connect with him.
Yeah, I don't know if he would have caught that. If he would have been out of bounds, it would have been really close.
Right.
But that was close. It was close.
And it's a challenge when you got the eight-man field. I mean, because you're playing on the larger field here at DeRay.
Yep.
But, those sideline markers, obviously, it's a lot narrow with only eight players on each side. And so I'm trying to remember if I wrote down both incompletes. I think so. So, all right, third and 10 for the Macs. Smiske is going to roll out to the left. looking down the field. He's got a little dink pass, and it's completed to Ryder Sullivan in his second catch of the night for a McDonald first down.
Good hands for Ryder there, and Grant, just a nice soft touch pass. That's all he needed to do there, get it up over the defender.
Yep. And right, exactly. 15-yarder. And Sullivan now two catches for 29 yards on the night. That's another McDonald first down brought to you by the Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. Max from the Lake Holcomb 36, 1:39 left first quarter. Max up 23-zip. And the handoff to Fritz. And Fritz into the secondary. He may go on the 15. And he's going to be dragged down about the 11 or 12-yard line. But a great run that time from the 36, a 24-yard gain if they mark it at the 12.
Danny, he's shifty, boy. He put a move on one guy there and got an extra 10 yards out of it.
Yeah, so there's another first down. So the Max with three of them now. And to the 12-yard line, so a 24-yard run for Fritz, where the Max will get a first down inside the Johnson Roloff red zone. More on that in a moment. And the fake by Smisky. He's keeping it. Smisky's got it. Smisky looking all the way into the end zone for the touchdown. Smisky on the 12-yard touchdown run with 1:13 to go first quarter. Max lead at 29-0.
Just a quarterback sweep there. And the fullback and running back lead out. And Grant's following right in behind him. Good blocking in front of him. And got the touchdown.
But happy dad said Smisky, they score so fast I can't even hardly talk about the Johnson Roloff red zone.
Well, you know what? I actually have a Johnson Roloff dumpster in my yard right now.
There we go.
Yeah, we did a little siding project and called them up and got a dumpster from them.
You can't advertise any better than that. No. There's the boot by Isaac, and it is good. And the Max lead at 30-0. 1:13 left first quarter. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Winter comes salt. And that salt is attacking your vehicle, leading to rust. But you can stop rust in its tracks with Rust Proofers. Rust Proofers offers convenient service. They'll come to you with a no-mess, no-drip formula. Prevent rust and stop existing rust from getting out of control. And Rust Proofers service is added to your vehicle history report, increasing resale value. Stop rust before it starts. Call, text, or email Rust Proofers, serving Western Wisconsin. RustProofers.com.
Smisky, 12-yard touchdown run, and the Max leading it with the extra point, 30-0.
Yeah, Coach Winger out there pumping up the kickoff team here.
And again, it looked like Smisky, Grant was open to optioning it, but as long as he kept going, he's like, I can just take this in myself, right?
Yeah, yep. Yeah, no sense putting the ball on the ground or anything like that.
At what age did he recognize, you know, like, Dad, I'd really like playing quarterback? Here's the boot by Crawford, and it's going to land about the 18, and a little bit of trouble out there for the return man on the far side, out about the 25-yard line for Connor Kane.
Probably his seventh grade year, kind of really got cemented in there.
So he played quarterback then?
Yeah, yep, and he played it all through flag football and stuff like that. So, yeah, just something.
It just fit.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
20, let's see, where are they going to go? The 23-yard line for Lake Holcomb. Again, no first downs for them yet, so you got to start somewhere. That would be a good initial goal for John Stender's crew here. Looking at that potential running clock, obviously just the first quarter already, and it's 30-0, McDonald. And Emmett Johnson hands it off to number nine, Caden Jones, off the right side. And he gets across the 25 to maybe the 27 for a gain of four. And among the Max out there, looked like Justin Quall, number 35, the junior linebacker.
Yep.
Ryan Smisky checking out for the Max.
Yeah, it looks like Mason Bussey came in.
And Ryder Sullivan going to spell Eli Stepp here. So, yeah, a lot of substitutions going on for the Max. On the second down and six after the run by Jones, and they'll go back to Jones, but with much less success this time. After the four-yard gain to the 27, the Max defense were ready for him that time. And it looked like at least a three-yard loss back to the 24. Let's see, the 25, so a loss of two. And again, Jones has been their most prolific ball carrier tonight. 8 carries, but just for 3 yards. So that's a good statement for your defense.
Absolutely.
Third down and 8 for Lake Holcomb in the final seconds. I don't know if they'll get the playoff. 3 seconds they do. Back to pass. Johnson, here comes the rush on him. Qual chasing him to the left. And they're going to tackle him for a loss. And back there helping out as well was Caden Booz, another junior linebacker. So those Max junior linebackers chasing the sophomore quarterback, Emmett Johnson, all around as the quarter comes to an end. McDonald leading it 30-0. And I think we'll change directions. Back in a minute, Max lead it 30-0 as Lake Holcomb looking at a fourth down on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's an education, business or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
I don't know. Maybe it shows how old I am, but I'm enjoying the Journey music during the yes. The quarter change here, as Max lead it in a commanding way, 30-0, and Lake Holcomb with a loss of 6 on that most recent instance of the sack. The two junior linebackers for McDonald helping out on that one. And now the punt, Johnson, and he puts his toe in it, and McDonald going to go right to left, and it goes past Isaac Crawford and rolls, takes a Lake Holcomb roll. I mean, a 25, 28, almost a 30-yard Lake Holcomb roll. It hit at the 50, Seth.
Wow, that was, but it was like a spiraling kick.
And when from the 19 to the 21, and that means it's a 60-yard punt.
Wow, he's a good puncher.
Yeah.
You know, how you prevent that is you catch the ball. You know, some of these punts, I feel like we probably could be catching them.
Does that mean somebody's hearing me? Because they're still playing Journey, even though we're getting into the second quarter. They're honoring my musical enjoyment.
There you go.
All right, 30-0, Max lead at 11:45 to go until halftime. Again, this game has running clock written all over it. Early second quarter, but the running clock doesn't start until the second half. And there's the handoff off the right side. Smiski's still out there, and maybe he would play the first half. We'll see. And he comes over to the sideline now, and maybe now we are going to see number 7. Who's going to?
So Eli Stepp is number 7.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'll, but he's...
Okay, Grant ran all the way over to the bench. I just thought he was being subbed.
No, he comes over every time and grabs the plays from Maloney. They kind of have a little discussion. And
do you know who carried it that time?
That was Dan Fritz, I believe.
Okay, Dan Fritz, 3 carries for 29 yards for Dan on the night. 2nd and 8 now for the Max, and hammering it up to the middle to about the 25 or so. So just another short gain for number 28 for McDonald, Alan Minen. We've called his name on defense earlier. Gain of 2 for Minen. First carry of the night for Allen. But something tells me before this night is done, we're going to have a lot of ball carriers for McDonald.
Yes, I think so.
Third down and 6 for the Max from their 25-yard line. Here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. 10:35 to go in this second quarter. And the handoff, McDonald on the left side, trying to a good run of about 4 yards. For the Max that time, and again, some of the backup running backs. Eli Stepp on the carry that time for 4, his first carry of the night for Eli.
Yeah, Dawson and Eli have different running styles.
Uh-huh.
Both.
Oh, they're only
going to
give him 3 yards. I thought it was 4, but the refs are down there. So a gain of 3. So now It is 4th-and-3 for the Macs, and they're going to go for it as Grant Smitsky from the sideline. So what did it work? Help me out. Grant's coming all the way over to the sideline.
Yep.
Almost like he's...
Yep, he gets the play.
Okay, yeah. All right, 4th-and-3 now for the Macs. Smitsky, pitch out, near side. Here's the run, and the Macs have got it. A first down and a lot more. It's Eli Stepp into the secondary. He may go. The 35, the 30, the 25, the 20. All the way, 72 yards. Touchdown, McDonald.
Eli's got some moves. He, a couple times there, it looked like they were going to get him, but he's a pretty shifty guy, and that's kind of the difference between him and Dawson is he's probably got a little more shiftiness. Dawson's probably got him on the speed, but both very capable.
A 72-yard touchdown run on a 4th-and-3 for McDonald. Eli Stepp, his second carry of the night. He takes it to the house, and the Macs lead it 36-0 as Crawford now getting ready for that extra point. The ball down, the boot is up, and it's through, and the Macs lead at 37-0, back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
McDonald up 37-0, and the Macs are deep at running back because I got to tell you, I'm an Isaac Crawford fan, but the thing is, he's just a sophomore, and so he's just kind of waiting his turn, but his day is going to come, and everybody at McDonald knows it, right?
Yeah, yep, someday it'll get to him. But, you know, right now, yeah, we just have the luxury of having some very talented individuals playing running back for us.
Right, and that's a good problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
37-0, Max. 9:33 to go here in the half. And Isaac's busy kicking extra points and kicking off, right?
So, yep.
Although it looks like maybe they're going to get a different individual kicking off here. I don't have a clear shot of the number.
Yeah, I don't know who that
is. But it's
either.
Not Isaac.
Nope.
And it looks like number 30 for McDonald. Colton Meyer, I'm gonna, he's a freshman. It looked like Colton Meyer. All right, and they're going to get the returner down at about the 22-yard line. So those are young kickers when you got a sophomore kicker backed up by a freshman.
Yeah, and Cale was our kicker last week, but
yeah,
he's not suiting up tonight, so... Got a little banged up last week, so we got some depth at kicker too, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Right. But you got to have that.
Yeah. I mean, you never know.
Everybody excited for the green and gold in Brazil tomorrow night, but I mean, you know, I've never known an NFL team that stays healthy all year, right? You wouldn't stay healthy from week to week. So.
Yeah.
All right, from the 22-yard line now, Lake Holcomb looking for that first down, trailing it 37-0 to the Macs. And the run on the near side is going to be a loss of 4 on the play back at the 19, Caden Jones. Again, he's been their most prolific ball carrier, but he is now minus yards on the night. I've got him at minus 1. And he's had a boatload of carries, however, 9 of them to be precise. Well, they're going to mark it at the 20, so maybe make it a loss of, maybe put him at 0. So 2nd-and-13 for Lake Holcomb. Credit Lake Holcomb, I mean, they haven't turned the ball over, though. They haven't fumbled or thrown in. Actually, the Macs have one more turnover than Lake Holcomb does. And Emmett Johnson with it on the far side, the 25, the 30, and he's going to go out of bounds and close to their first down. He had to get to close to it. I don't know if he got it. He had to get to the 33-yard line.
That's going to be close.
And so, again, it was a misdirection. Start off on the right, spun, and went the other way, and he's out at the 30.
Yeah.
So.
Just kind of a boot, and we bit on it. He faked the pitch, and we were all heading that way, and he rolled out and had some running room.
Gain of 10 for Emmett Johnson, so it creates a 3rd-and-3. And by that light over there, I could it was a little brighter, but it is what it is. All right. Yeah. All right. And up the middle goes Lake Holcomb. It's going to be short of a first down, and they're going to Thank you.
We'll get the light.
You're just helping all my problems.
A little closer here for you, Mark.
I just keep throwing problems your direction.
And that's what I'm here for.
Thanks. All right, a gain of two on that last carry, and let's, I believe, Caden Jones. So it's a fourth and one now, looking for their first down. Lake Holcomb, Quentin Johnson, or Emmett Johnson tried to take it, and then the Max forcing back, and you're kind of doubtful.
Did it doesn't. It doesn't look like it to me.
It's going to depend on the mark. Yep. He had some initial progress.
Yep.
But let's see how they assess it here.
Kind of looked like maybe the second surge.
That's the question.
May have gotten it.
And if he didn't get it, Max are going to take it. Max are going to take it over. So from the 32, didn't happen. Emmett Johnson tried to do it himself. No gain on the play. And so Lake Holcomb still in search of that first down. Came close that time, though. Had the big 10-yard run by. The problem was they had lost three on first down. So the Max now from the Lake Holcomb 32, taking over with 8:10 to go here in the first half. Let me try to tell you, from joint replacements to neurosurgical procedures, chronic pain management to the treatment of sports injuries, the exceptional team at Triple Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is committed to the highest standard of orthopedic brain and spine care in western Wisconsin. Locations in Altoona, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake, Triple Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, visit online at cvosm.com. Smiski out of the game now, and there's a handoff on the right side for the Max. Looks like maybe Alan Minen, but we've got number 12, Nathan...
Nathan Bogus.
Nathan Bogus, the sophomore quarterback in, and the gain from the 32 to the 25 for the Max. And I think the running back was 25, Hayden Christofferson.
Yep.
So a lot of names here tonight. And you could maybe see this coming. So now second down and three for the Max. And Vargas is going to go for the end zone. He's got a receiver, and it's caught for a touchdown. Number eight that time, Luke Anderson, the sophomore, and the Max lead it 43-0.
Really nice toss by Nathan. Put it right on Luke, and Luke had a couple 2-3 yards on the defender, so just about as good as you can draw it up right there.
25-yard TD pass. Nathan Bogus finding the receiver for the touchdown, Hayden Christofferson, the sophomore running back. And now Max lined up to go for two. And the pitch out on the far side, it's Christofferson, flag is thrown. He's going to get into the end zone for the two-point conversion, but wait. Yep, let's wait and see. Holding on the Max. So don't count that one just yet, as McDonald trying to build on that 43-0 lead with 7:31 to go here in this second quarter. As we approach 8 o'clock, Chi-High football tomorrow night. The Cards at home, same field here, DeRay against New Richmond. Second Big Rivers Conference game of the season. And again, that's tomorrow night, 6:35 here on WOGO Sports.
Yeah, I think New Richmond won the conference last year.
Yeah, it's a lot of talent in this conference. All right. Now the Max backed up quite a bit. And they're going to go and complete it. And they get it to Luke Anderson again. So Luke Anderson gets...
Kind of reminiscent of Big Brother there. Looking good.
Yeah. So Luke Anderson on the two-point catch makes it 45-0. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Right. Just the highlights. Okay, so Luke Anderson, I think I misspoke at one point. Hayden Christofferson had the 7-yard run from the 32 to the 25, and then the Bogus with the 25-yard toss to Luke Anderson. And, again, sophomore to sophomore for that. Maybe a connection to the future for the Macs. And now the two-point catch also made by Anderson. So there's the boot, and picked up at about the 20-yard line for Lake Holcomb out to about the 25 before the Macs converge down there.
Good kick coverage there. A lot of bodies on the ball.
Yep.
But Luke Anderson going to have some bragging rights in the household tonight if he gets more passing yards than David.
Yeah, exactly. All right, and so now from the 26-yard line, Lake Holcomb. See Ryder Sullivan coming in, a defensive back for the Macs, this eight-player game, and Isaac Crawford is going to go to the other side, to the left side.
Yeah. Sorry, I shouldn't have said passing, receiving yards, but...
Yeah.
I'm sure Luke will let him know. I know Luke, and I think he'll let Big Brother know.
He'll have some fun with it.
Right. Yep.
All right. And so sticking at quarterback for Lake Holcomb, the sophomore Emmett Johnson from the 26-yard line. In the pistol, he takes it. Here comes the rush. He'll toss one, incomplete, and touching off of Isaac Crawford's hand as trying to get it downfield to Connor Kane. Now, again, Lake Holcomb had been overwhelmingly run-oriented. That's only their third pass of the night. They haven't completed any, 0-for-3. But going from the pistol, recognizing, hey, it's 45-0, let's go to the air here a little bit with 6:45 to go here.
Yeah, definitely. That's what you got to do. It's what the game is calling for right now.
But obviously the clock is running, so obviously a rule indicates, even though it's not a, normally stopping an incomplete pass, but...
They're playing, aren't they?
All right, the pitch out to the near side, and this one goes again to Caden Jones, and Jones... Muscled down by, again, number eight that time, Luke Anderson getting in on the action. So,
yeah, and Gavin Smisky's playing defensive end, and he took on the blockers, kind of cleared things out so Luke could fill, and did exactly what you needed to do there.
So third and eight from the 24 as, again, Jones, the very active ball carrier for Lake Holcomb tonight. As we've tallied his 11 carries on the evening for Caden Jones. All right, from the pistol and back to pass and looking. Emmett Johnson heaves one downfield and incomplete. He threw that over his intended receiver, number 24, Connor Kane, and brings up a fourth and eight now. So I don't know, it's... You see kind of almost a long passing game. I mean, you said it earlier even with Grant, like, hey, all he had to do is, and again, it's easy to say up here, but when you really haven't been, you haven't completed any passes, you wonder if maybe start with something maybe less ambitious. I don't know, just a thought.
Yeah.
But you needed they needed 8 yards. I understand that. So.
Yep.
All right, fourth down and punting situation for Lake Holcomb. And there's the kick from Emmett Johnson, the quarterback punter, and letting it go is the intended return man, Hayden Christofferson, who's handling those duties now. And again, a lot of running backs for the Macs, and they've got a lot of guys who seem that can be on kick coverage, right? Handle the punts or the kick returns.
Yep. And that just kind of overall has been one thing. We've always been blessed with a lot of good skill players. Size not as much, but there's some pretty good sized freshmen and sophomores out there, so it is kind of nice to show up once in a while and hey we got some big guys too.
Right. From the 37 yard line, the Macs 63 yards from pay dirt, Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky with a call here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, as we're just ahead of 8 o'clock. And Bogus pitches it to the near side. And the running back is on the move, Hayden Christofferson. The sophomore runs it for a first down out close to midfield for the Macs.
Good, tough run by Hayden. And I think he had 5 yards before anybody even touched him. So they're the whole line doing their job, sealing things off. And
well,
out of room.
It is, really. I mean, it's just kind of an embarrassment of riches. I mean, you're talking about Dawson Moulton, and then you got Eli Stepp had the 72-yard run, and Haven and Christofferson, he looks quick too. Like, there's just, you know, typically not enough carries, right, to go around.
Yeah.
And so now first down from the 49. Fumble on the field, and I think, oh, there's a loose ball squirting, and great hustle by Christofferson. Did he get there in time? And he did.
He did. I thought for sure Blake Holcomb was going to recover that ball.
Yeah, big number 70. Logan Redinger had a beat on it, but it squirted away from him. And for a six-yard loss, Hayden Christofferson recovers it. But I'm not going to assess that to his rushing stats. You can't do that.
No.
That would be unfair. But fumble and a fumble recovery and a minus six for McDonald. And so now it's second and 16 from their own 43 going right to left. Nathan Bogus, 2:40 to go here in this first half. And the handoff, again, is pound across midfield to about the 49 of Lake Holcomb. And, yeah, that it looked to be – is that 63 for McDonald? Not a typical running back number, but Griffin Bourget, the freshman running back. So number 63. So, again, we knew we'd have a lot of guys, and this is still just the first half. And haven't called his name before, but Griffin taking it from the 43 to the 49 for a gain of 8. And now Bogus looking down the field, and it's through the intent, the hands of the intended receiver, Colton Meyer, for incomplete. And so that brings up a fourth down now for the Max, and a fourth and 8. They've got to get to the 41 for a first, and clock ticking with 1:45 left here in this first half.
Yeah, Colton will be thinking about that one a little bit. Varsity game.
Yeah, right, yeah. And that's, you know, being a freshman out there in the varsity field, you know.
Yep.
But, you know, all right, here we go. Fourth and 8. Big play for these some of these McDonald reserves. See what they can do here against Lake Holcomb. Max leading at 45-0. Bogus under center. I formation. Two running backs behind him. Bogus back to pass. Here comes the rush from Lake Holcomb, and they're going to get the job done and sack him. And credit Connor Kane that time as they take the Max down for a big, looks like, let's see what the official loss is, but it was from the McDonald 49. And Bogus just never had a chance there, Seth.
No, it must have been some miscommunication on the line there because nobody touched him.
Yep.
He was running free.
That's going to be all the way back. It's going to be an 8-yard loss, so sacked minus 8 for the Max. Was Nathan Bogus. All right, so now Lake Holcomb will take it over. They have not had a first down the entire first half. Can they get one now? The final 35 seconds until intermission. And from the pistol, and then a pitch out in the backfield, and nothing doing on that one. And that is going to be a loss for 24, Connor Kane. That's his first carry of the night for Connor Kane. And Kane, out of the pistol, he's like, yeah, next time, don't give it to me there. Minus six.
Yes, this defense here is looking really good.
Yep. So one more play. There's a pass deep down the middle and jumping high for it. He couldn't quite get it. The Max, Luke Anderson had his hands on it, but couldn't quite hold on as the first half expires. 24 minutes in the books. It's McDonald 45, Lake Holcomb nothing. Back in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Winning in sports takes teamwork, and when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roll-Off Service a part of your team. Johnson Roll-Off helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roll-Off Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRolloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Oh, there you go.
45-0 at the half. Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky. Elena Halverson back at our WOGO studio. Thanks so much to her. As we've got a lot of highlights we'll bring you later. But first of all, just kind of an overview, Seth, on this first half.
Yeah, things are kind of going like we hoped they would go. There's still a couple things that I think we need to clean up and I'm sure they'll watch this film, break it down, and address those. On punts, we can't have that ball bouncing all over the place, and every yard is valuable. And it's almost like they're scared to catch the ball, or not catch it because they're scared they're going to fumble it or something, you know. But we got to, on a game like tonight, let's get after those and build some confidence in that. But this second group defense, super impressive. Two guys standing out are Luke Anderson and Gavin Smisky just getting after it, making their presence known.
Fantastic weather. I got to just noting in terms of the temperature. I did, and again, your son and your wife and a number of the players showed up with about a week before, week before the first game, and blessed us with some bakery and fruit and everything, and just saying, expressing appreciation. So that was so appreciated. And so I've got a T-shirt that's got like a Vince Lombardi quote on that the team is using, I think,
okay,
for this season. But I did have to put on something because now tomorrow night's supposed to get down to like the low 40s.
Yeah, yep.
So for Chi and New Richmond, people may want to don some of that. But this weather, again, you with the football season, we leave the summer and get to the fall, and the later it gets, you don't know what you're going to get, but this is pretty nice.
This is about perfect here, and I got to think that these guys really enjoy playing in, like, this weather. It's just not super cold, just about right.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, again, Lake Holcomb came in here, 23 players, only 17 suiting up tonight with their coach John Stender, and lost 80-0 in their opener in New Auburn, and the Max leading it 45-0 here. And Lake Holcomb still in search of their first down. But they got a big sack there, an 8-yard loss here on Bogus and Company on this last fourth down for the Max. And, again, some of the touchdowns tonight, Ryder Sullivan with a 14-yarder early. Ryan Smisky had a sack. We'll look forward to bringing your highlights in a little bit. A 39-yard touchdown run by Dawson Moulton. A 31-yard TD pass to Nash Winger with 6:20 to go in the first quarter. And then a two-point pass on a... kind of a botched kick, but Isaac Crawford, the kicker, able to get the ball and pass it to Daniel Fritz for a two-point score there. And then later on, a safety by the Max. And remind me who the safety was, your nephew there, right?
Yeah, Gavin, my nephew.
Yeah, Gavin Smisky, yeah, the freshman.
Yeah, it looked like it was the first time he'd come into the game.
And yeah.
Was able to get a safety, so that's pretty awesome.
A 12-yard touchdown run by Grant Smisky as well, and a 72-yard touchdown run by Eli Stepp. A 25-yard TD pass from Bogus to Luke Anderson, and a two-point catch made by Luke Anderson. Gives us our 45-0 McDonald lead as we get into a second half later of running clock. But for the Max, just let's checking our WOGO. Well, first of all, for McDonald, next week it's at Owen Withy, and then back here on Friday the 20th against Thorpe. And we'll have that one on Max TV for you again. But, boy, that's a tough test against Owen Withy. So, you know, the way the schedule is constructed, you started with a really tough game at Clayton. They're ranked in the top 10 and 8 player. And then Owen Withy is ranked 8th, and they're always tough.
Yeah, yeah, good football town, Owen Withy. And they're last year, it came right down to the wire. You know, we won, but not by notch.
But the Max were the comeback squad last year so many times, including that win at Clayton where it seemed so unlikely, right?
Yeah, no, they have athletes. They can score from anywhere on the field at any time. So don't ever count them out. But it shows a lot of resiliency, and it's builds a lot of character. But as a fan watching,
yeah,
I'd just rather we win comfortably.
I heard you in the Saturday broadcast. You still had kind of the Clayton after effect.
Oh my goodness!
All these months later.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
We'll take and then don't forget tomorrow night. It's the Veterans Night here, and that's always just a memorable night. And raising support for a great cause. I mean, the words homeless and vets should never be side by side. So tragically, they are. And Coach Rakovich doing such an awesome job at the helm. Saw him at practice earlier when I got here today. And Shahai is so fortunate to have him and the entire staff that works so hard. And they're, boy, with all these seniors, they're just off to a great start. And so you want to be here at all possible tomorrow night. But, hey, make sure you bring your headset and you catch that terrific team headed by Caleb Swenson calling the contest tomorrow night. Shahai and New Richmond, what a game it's going to be.
It is. How long has Rakovich been there now?
I mean, since the beginning of time. You know?
when I was at Menominee, I know he was a coach.
Right.
That's been, a long time ago. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, still doing a great job and still has that passion and that enthusiasm that's such a trademark of his. We'll take another timeout, and when we come back in a minute, we'll get you some of those highlights here on WOGO.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Start at CVGC because you can. You can open the doors to endless possibilities. You can save money on college. You can stay close to home. You can take your generals and small classes with the support you need. You can build a strong foundation for your future. You can transfer to a four-year college if and when you're ready. You can enter a career you love, prepared and confident. CVGC is the smart start to your future. Learn more at cvtc.edu/universitytransfer.
All right, Mark Halverson back here. Halftime WOGO as McDonald leads the half 45-0. And as the clock ticks down, let's get you some of those highlights from half number one as it unfolded in McDonald getting out to this lead. And Max, inside of the red zone, Johnson roll off red zone. Smisky rolling, looking, fires. Touchdown. There it is for the Max. Touchdown caught by Ryder Sullivan and McDonald. This Max defense, 9 minutes to go, first quarter, and he'll fake, and then great rush by the Max, and what a brilliant play, and is that Ryan Smisky on the tackle? And it was.
It is.
For the big loss, that And now second and two for the Max out of the I formation. A pitch to Moulton again on the far side. The 35, the 30, the 25, the 20. He may go all the way for a touchdown. Dawson Moulton and the Max lead it 13-0. Welcome shutout in that opener, 80-0, and now the Max knocking on that door 11 yards from the Johnson roll-off red zone. Smitsky's going to try to go for it on one, and he completes it. Touchdown pass into the end zone for McDonald, number 14, Nash Winger, and the Max lead it 19-0. And the Max got a two-point pass from Isaac Crawford to Daniel Fritz. Emmett, Mark Halverson and Seth Smitsky. And Emmett Johnson now faces the big rush, and he's taken down to the end zone for the safety. Safety in the Max lead at 23-0 now.
Wow. That looked that's my nephew out there. I gotta brag a little bit.
Yeah.
My nephew Gavin Smitsky.
We'll get a first down inside the Johnson roll-off red zone. More on that in a moment. And the fake by Smitsky, he's keeping it. Smitsky's got it. Smitsky looking all the way into the end zone for the touchdown. Smitsky on the 12-yard touchdown run with 1:13 to go first quarter. Max lead at 29-0. Okay, yeah. All right, fourth and three now for the Max. Smitsky, pitch out, near side. Here's the run, and the Max have got it. A first down and a lot more. It's Eli Stepp into the secondary. He may go. The 35, the 30, the 25, the 20. All the way, 72 yards. Touchdown, McDonald. A great run there by Eli Stepp. SM, one more highlight. Down and three for the Max. And Bogus is going to go for the end zone. He's got a receiver, and it's caught for a touchdown. Number eight that time, Luke Anderson, the sophomore, and the Max lead it 43-0. So there you go, our first half highlights here on WOGO as McDonald to a good lead, and it looks like we still have a couple minutes. Another two-minute timeout, and we're back with the second half of action in a moment on WOGO Sports.
You see it every day, and now at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates. At Wurzgalla, they're always here to help.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Your home team works hard to win on game day. Nicolet Bank works hard to manage your money every day. Score big and get paid with better checking. Earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with Real Rewards Checking. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your neighborhood team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
The players back out getting ready for second half action. Mark Halverson and Seth Smitsky from DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. Our last radio game, at least on the schedule, but you know, once the postseason unfolds, we'll see how that all plays out. But nonetheless, hey, we look forward to a couple of broadcasts, our WOGO broadcasts on Max TV. The next one in 2 weeks against Thorpe right here at home. So that's going to be a great one on September 20th. So don't miss that here on Max TV 2 weeks from tonight. But the Mac's going to Owen Withy next week, and if you can make it out there to support them, they'd love to have you. McDonald, the top-ranked eight-player team in the state. And then Gilman's number two, Thorpe's number three, and Owen Withy is number eight. And they're all in this, what's now the North Central East Conference, to find out if that's the exact right way to say that, or the eastern portion of the North Central Conference, as there's the kick. And McDonald now on the return and running it to the 35 and out to the 39-yard line are the Macs. And somehow, thanks a lot. And where did my roster go? I've got, you have just one roster, right?
Correct.
I'm just trying to think how I... yeah, thanks.
I'll share, Mark.
I'm just trying to think. I mean, it wouldn't just disappear.
Yeah, unless it was a little windy in here.
Yeah, because I've got my ad sheet. But, all right, here we go. Second half. And Vargas again gets it to the near side, and there's the run past the 45 to the 46-yard line after that original line of scrimmage of the 39 for the Macs. And we get, you help me with the ball carrier on that?
Yeah, I couldn't quite tell.
Looked like 11,
yep,
I think, is walking back. Caden Booz. So, again, add him to the stat sheet here. Number 11, Booz, and his first carry of the night going from the 39 to the 46, so a gain of 7. Second and 3 for McDonald as Bogus under center from the 46, but he faked me out, and then he's going to get sacked. So I thought he had handed it off to the fullback.
I think he thought he was going to hand it to the fullback, too.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of what it looked like to me anyways.
And Lake Holcomb understandably getting fired up about another
sack. Yeah, good sack
on Bogus.
For a loss there.
And getting him back to the 37-yard line, so
that is
a sack of 9.
Yeah, I think Nathan was about as faked out as we were. And he just kind of took off running, and they got to him.
Yeah. And Vargas had the 115-yard touchdown pass in the first half. And now for McDonald, third down and 12 from the 37 for the Max. And there's a pass incomplete from Vargas to a cutting Ben Wicken.
Ah, I think that could have been caught there. Maybe a little bit behind, but ball that you'd like to come up with.
Right. So probably we're done seeing Grant tonight, I guess.
You've got your
running clock already. It just continues to go here, 9:20 in this. And now fourth down in the fourth and 12, and Bogus now with the play from the sideline. So no punting here, up 45 zip. They're going to go for it. So the Max now. And Bogus on the fourth and 12 under center, I formation behind him. Somebody looked to maybe have jumped. Bogus rolling to his right, heaves one down the field. He's got a receiver. It's caught. No, he dropped it. He had it and dropped it. Sean Wagner, the freshman wide receiver, dropped it for what would have been a first down, but...
I think he would have been out of bounds even if he had caught it. But still, been nice to come up with that pass.
Yeah,
it was in his hands.
Well, I am baffled as baffled can be. Ah, let's see. Where? This is like somebody pulled a magic trick on me.
Yeah.
I didn't think I did a whole lot with the...
Got some gremlins running around in
here.
Yeah.
It's not in the stash of all the other papers. Let me look down.
Yeah, Lake Holcomb getting about a nice 7-yard gain on a running play off to the
right
side.
All right, so in search of that first down. Well, I could know some of the guys from earlier today. Caden Jones has been their most active ball carrier. And also Connor Kane, Weston Winchell. And the quarterback, Emmett Johnson. And Johnson under center. And handed off, and not much doing that time. Held up again at about maybe a short gain to the 33.
It's good to see the And the defense stepping up, you know, the second string. I mean, hey,
Gavin Smisky in there, yeah.
Even though you're a backup, you know, doesn't mean that going against a lot of the starters yet. I mean, hey,
right.
Gotta have some pride and get it done.
Third down and six now for Lake Holcomb from the McDonald 33. And keeping the football, Emmett Johnson, and he's going to get tackled at about the 36, so a loss of three on the play for Johnson. And he is now five carries for 9 yards on the night is Emmett. And now he's typically the punter, but he's running over to the sideline to kind of get, what do you want to do here, Coach? Is a fourth down and eight or nine?
I think your defense was up to the task last time.
They're going to go for it, obviously, down 45-0. Running clock here in the second half, just over 6.5 minutes to go. So this second half is going to fly by and nowhere near as many points, which is understandable the way they've got the 35-point minimum for a running clock and the max at 45. Here's Lake Holcomb on the fourth down. And in the pistol, out of it, rolling to his left, Johnson. Spin move, Max defense converging, and they'll keep him at about the 36-yard line. But a flag is down as he gets back to the line of scrimmage.
I didn't see any holding on the far side of the field. Maybe it was something on the near side here.
And it is holding against Lake Holcomb. So the Max can just decline that and take the football at the 36. As no gain on the play for Johnson, I would presume that would be. And this is where the running clock does stop, apparently, for a penalty, because they stopped it at 6:03. The Max will take it at their own 36, 64 yards from pay dirt. As I'm still searching for my roster that I did have in the first half. I mean, it's like a I must have this copy. Yeah. Thankfully, I didn't lose my ad copy. But that's just crazy. I gave you my thank you for getting me some water. We're good with the McDonald lineup. The problem is there was a problem with the roster for Lake Holcomb, and Seth got that squared away from me before the game. But all right, here's the pitch, and McDonald to the near side, and the run, Hayden Christofferson on the carry for McDonald that time.
Another good, tough run by Hayden there.
Yeah, yeah, I like his style. I mean, he's very determined. From the 36, a five-yard run, he's got three carries for 24 yards now, so second and five for the Max on the move, right to left, 5.5 minutes and counting here in the third quarter.
I know one of his older brothers played O-line, and now he's playing running back. Just kind of see the difference in family there.
Yeah, right. And Bogus around the right side, carrying it himself, close to a first down. He got out to the 45. I don't think he quite reached it. Had to get to the 46-yard line to move the chains, and he's going to be at the 45, so a gain of four for Bogus that time after the five-yard run, and put Bogus as another ball carrier. We got a lot of ball carriers tonight. We've got 10 ball carriers. Wow. How about that for
that
the Max?
That is a lot.
That is a lot. Two of them quarterbacks, Grant and Bogus, and then the rest of them running backs. So, all right, third and one for the Max from their own 45-yard line. Bogus under center, I formation, running backs behind him. Hand off to the second back, but a good penetration by the Lake Holcomb defense. And then the back trying to squirt forward.
I don't think he got it.
And I want to correctly identify.
No, he's about a yard short.
Now, I just wonder, the ball carrier, I mean, we've had as one of the runners is Ben Griffin Bourget, 63. I don't think he was the carrier, though.
No.
But was it Christofferson or no?
No?
I don't know.
I think maybe it might have been Colton Meyer.
Okay. So the freshman, Colton Meyer, with no gain. So that's another. All right, here we go. Fourth and one for the Max from their own 45. Bogus under center. And he's going to complete a pass, and they get the first down. And Badzinski. Will Badzinski, the junior wide receiver, for the first down.
I see Will getting a catch there. It's nice to see that slant play is working well with the young guys as well as the varsity.
Yep. McDonald, 6 first downs on the night now from the 42, so a gain of 8 on the play for the Max. As they step up at the 47-yard line, and nothing doing on that play.
Yeah, it looked like the center quarterback exchange at time.
Right.
The quarterback never got the ball.
So, from the 47 now, and so nothing doing on that one. Kind of a botched play. I'll put Bogus still as the carrier, I guess. So second and 10 for the Max. That running clock now, 2:35 to go third quarter. Really flies when you, you know, you don't stop it for an incomplete pass or all sorts of things. It just keeps going. And now Bogus flushed out of the pocket, rolls to the right. He's looking to run. And he'll go out of bounds on the far side, short of the 40-yard line of Lake Holcomb.
That looked like a false start on us for sure. It looked like one of our receivers had about 2 steps off the line before the ball was snapped.
So a 3-yard gain for Bogus to the 44, 3rd and 7. Well, I think that's where you talk about repetitions, right? And in practice, you got your first team. These are more the second unit, and they're but to have game actions, and you know you're only going to be as good as you are in practice, right? So
yeah, and you know they're getting a lot of reps tonight. So.
They are. 3rd down and 7, and keeping starters healthy, too, at the same time.
Yes.
Which, again, that was part of the Toys and Ford keys to the game, I remember. you know, better execution. And all right, 3rd down and 7 for the Max from the 44. Need to get to the 37 of Lake Holcomb. Bogus back to pass. Hit as he throws it down the middle of the field, and it's incomplete off the hands of Ben Wicken, the sophomore tight end that time.
Yeah, you know, Nathan had somebody right in his face, and that was a better throw than I thought he was going to get off of. And the pass wasn't bad, but the defender, I think, was able just to get an arm in there.
Right. Well, now it's a 4th and 7 for the Max, and a great opportunity for Bogus, the sophomore quarterback. Kind of the lead heir apparent to Grant, the senior. And now 4th and 7, Bogus under center. I formation behind him. One receiver off to the right. Pitch out near side. Here's the move in the Max 40. And good contact by the ball carrier, number 11, Caden Boos. And Boos looks like he got the first down, and the Lake Holcomb player is down. I mean, Caden just kind of lowering the shoulder.
Yeah, good, tough run by Caden.
And that was kind of that moment of decision, right, whether he was going to get it.
Yep.
It was tough running by Caden.
Yeah.
And hope for the best for the Lake Holcomb player. We've been largely injury-free tonight. This would be the longest I can remember a player down.
Yep.
And we'll take a break. 30-second timeout. McDonald up 45-0. The clock stopped with 38 seconds left here in this third quarter.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
Stick around later, the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show, the Holly Bobies Name You Know stats recap, and the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game. That's going to be a tough one. I'll tell you what, you're going to have to choose between your nephews. Ryan Smisky had that exciting sack in our highlights, but then also your Mesky Gavin had the safety. So good luck to you on that one. But
well, you know, Ryan's the older brother, and he just happens to be my godson as well.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
I'm pretty sure who I'd be giving the nod to.
All right. Well, we do have the no laughing manner. The player is down. We see movement. He is getting up now with some help. We did see him move his legs. And, you know, I mean, just to say, Seth, I mean, that's always, you know, there's that conversation in terms of football and injuries, and obviously scores of parents decide every year, and it's another Wisconsin football fall. Soccer's a great sport. There's other plenty of great sports going on, golf and cross country and such.
Yeah.
But did you guys ever have that conversation, you and your wife, with Grant in terms of football and injuries, or you just said, hey, you love the game, let's play this thing?
Yep, love the game. We did, you know, they played flag football.
Yeah.
a lot of people, I think they start them out in like fifth grade.
Yeah.
They played flag football through sixth and before he started doing tackle. But, it's always on the back of your mind.
Yeah.
Or in the back of your mind that injuries do happen. And it's just, you know, there's nothing like that feeling of contact.
Right.
You know,
It's great. It's a good thing that with the studies that they continue to try to develop. I see the guys out here at the Chihai practice earlier in terms of the safety helmets, if you will. Right.
Gotcha.
And so they're continuing to take those steps. And there's a handoff up the middle, and it's a McDonald first down. And I did find my roster. Everybody can rest. It looked like the Desiah Matthews, the number six, it looked like. That
gotcha,
day.
Yep.
Yeah, Desiah Matthews, another ball carrier, folks. And Desiah ripping that run off all the way to the 23-yard line.
Yeah, he was playing fullback that time.
Yeah.
So look.
So they had nice to bring run. The chains out to see if McDonald did get the first down. They did on the earlier run. And, boy, so many ball carriers here for the Macs. And a 13-yarder, and now they're going to pitch it around the right side, and this is Hayden Christofferson, and he's going to go all the way into the end zone for a touchdown.
Yeah, I think this one's coming back.
Oh, boy. All right, holding on McDonald, and you're right, Seth, bringing it back here.
I didn't see who held, but when you're trying to get around the corner like that. And
that is the end of the third quarter as well.
So.
And strike up the band. We'll take a break. 1 minute timeout. When we come back, the fourth quarter with a running clock. Macs up 45-0 and driving on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is opening September 16th. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order butter burgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions in all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. See you September 16th at your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls.
Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky back at Duray Field, Chippewa Falls. The Macs had what looked to be a touchdown, but it was called back due to holding as we head to the fourth quarter now, and the Macs going to go left to right, leading at 45-0. All those points accumulated in the first half, most of them in the first quarter, where the Macs built up a 30-0 lead.
Yeah, and you know, Coach Maloney was, even in the first quarter, was subbing pretty heavy, kind of recognizing the game for what it was.
And yep. And again, Lake Holcomb, John Snyder said, hey, we got a young program trying to grow this thing. 23 players out this year, but only 17 in uniform here tonight. Vargas rolling to his left. And the pressure, he's going to go the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10. He's inside the 10 to the 8-yard line. So Vargas with a 25-yard run.
Good decision to run the ball there. He came around the right or left side there, and he had nothing but green grass in front of him. So
yeah. And they're going to actually put him at the 10, so I guess maybe not a 25-yard, but how about a 23-yard run? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And that's another McDonald first down, as we were telling you earlier tonight. McDonald first down brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. All right, from the 10 inside that Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone, your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy. Dumpsters for any size project with haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Vargas, one step, two step, roll to the right. He's got it himself. He's going to try to take it into the end zone himself, and he gets in for six, and the Macs lead at 51-0.
Yeah, once again, that O-line just able to seal off that end, and Boggs got a lot of room in front of him.
So Bogus with a good arm, but he's got the mobility as well. And now he's got 40 yards rushing on the night unofficially on five carries and a touchdown run. So both of the Max quarterbacks with a TD run tonight. And let's see who they've got. They're going to go for two here at this point. So Bogus under center with the Christofferson, the tailback. And it looks like Griffin Bourget, the fullback. And they got in there for the two-point conversion.
Good push up front, giving Hayden plenty of room to run just right up the middle.
Hayden Christofferson, the two-point conversion. And so the Max lead at 53-0 back in half a minute, 10:06 to go. Max up over Lake Holcomb on WDOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
All right, running clock, 10:06 to go. Max lead it, their first touchdown of the second half, and they will kick it from left to right to Lake Holcomb. Don't forget tomorrow night, Chi High football, the Cards in New Richmond. It'll be a good one. It's Veterans Night tomorrow night, so it's been such a big and helpful event. The Chi High season, it continues on this year, tomorrow night. And there's the squib kick all the way down inside the 10. And, oh, and then the Max tried to dive on it. And did the Lake Holcomb player touch it? It's a matter of if he touched it, if it was down.
Yep.
And they're saying McDonald ball.
Yep.
So the Lake Holcomb player, and it's a matter of, it didn't matter if he touched it or not. It's like a long onside kick.
Well, yeah, kickoff's a live ball. And,
wow.
You know, he's got to know that. He's got to get on top of that. I think he was looking up field, like was he going to have some room to run after it up? And
any idea who it was? I mean, Christofferson was down there. Is it 85? I see some people slapping. Was it, I don't know, Noah Smisky? I don't know.
Yeah, at that point, you just got to get on the football.
I think it was Noah Smisky. People congratulating him on the sideline. So.
Well, Noah's definitely got the speed to get down there.
Okay, then that was probably who it was. All right, the Max out of the I formation, and the handoff goes to a player. It looked like number 10. I have a number 10. That is number 10. So can anybody help me out?
I got nothing for you.
Okay, you got nothing for me. All right, well, why don't you talk for a second?
All right. Well, here we go. Mark's going to over to see if we can figure out who that is. But with all these changes in running back,
Vanell Bovee. Vanell Bovee, a freshman.
Okay.
Vanell Bovee.
Yeah, we have him as 89.
Okay, well, that's nobody told us. All right. Handoff left side, and they'll get it in the end zone. Bourget for the touchdown. Right there. It doesn't sound like a running back number, but Griffin Bourget, he's a sophomore running back. And so, again, that's the running back depth.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it doesn't matter what the score, you know. It's always fun to have a touchdown,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is.
Carry the rock into the end zone.
So, Griffin Bourget, your latest ball carrier there. Off the left side for the touchdown. .754 to go in this third quarter. And again, the Max with that two-point conversion attempt. Bogus. Fake, rolling around the right side, looking, and an incomplete pass.
He's
trying to get it to 41 that time for McDonald, and again, would be a player I don't have.
You know, he was open, but he was about... Yeah. There was about 3-4 yards of separation between them, and the pass was a little bit strong for how close he was to them.
We'll keep it right here. Again, stick around later, the McDonald Post Glass and Mirror postgame show. Brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. That's coming later. And also included in that, the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap and the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game. And, again, I don't know. I'm just, you know, the Macs were introduced as a team, and they have had very good team defense. I don't know.
There's been a lot of bodies swarming to the ball. And when you get that, when it's not spread out, and a lot of group tackling, it's hard to pick out one player.
I hear some great things about rust proofers, so you got to check that out. Prevent rust and stop existing rust in its tracks. Learn more at rustproofers.com. All right. 59-0 McDonald, and that running clock now with 7:37 to go. And the run by Griffin Bourget, a freshman. All right, Lake Holcomb made sure to field this one. And then still a fired-up Max defense as they're getting ready for Owen Withy next week. And Ryan Smisky again. So, yeah, he's got great... Noah Smisky's everywhere you turn around.
Yeah, there's four of them on this. There's two freshmen, a junior, and a senior.
There sure are. That's a pretty healthy percentage of the team right there.
Yeah, my brother Drew and my brother Sean.
Yeah.
We have all have boys on the team.
And now my friend Carl Smisky is your cousin, I presume.
He is, yep.
And, boy, they've just had a big expansion of their business in downtown Chippewa.
Yeah, actually going over to Carl's on Sunday. Carl's 50, I guess.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Carl.
Yeah. All right, 7:26 left when Lake Holcomb will resume the action here. A little bit of a timeout after the kickoff. Some good musical selections. And again, Chi-High in New Richmond tomorrow night, don't forget. And then we're back with you, Max TV, in 2 weeks from tomorrow night, 15 days from today. That's going to be the Max and Thorpe. But before that, the Max next Friday night at Owen Withy. And again, that Thorpe game will be here on September 20th. And we'll have our WOGO coverage on Max TV for that one. So, all right. 25-yard line, Lake Holcomb. They're still without a first down tonight. And that's probably a good place to start here, trailing 59-0.
Yeah, and it's, hey, let's good goal to shoot for. Not only keep a goose egg on the board, but you can keep a team from getting the first down.
Yeah, for sure. All right, from their own 25-yard line now, going right to left with sophomore quarterback Emmett Johnson. Under the tutelage of head coach John Stender on the far sideline for Lake Holcomb. Under center. And actually, they've got a new player in the quarterback now, so we'll get him identified for you. It's Cade Cook. Cade Cook, number 22.
Geez, really good work by our nose guard that time. Oliver Olmsted?
Yeah.
Boy, he just shot right off, and he stayed low, and he was able to get in there.
So Cade Cook was running it himself, the new quarterback, for a loss of one on the play. And his first run of the evening. Second and 11 for Owen Withy. 6:50 left in this contest. Max up 59-0. The Chieftains losing to New Auburn 80-0 last week. But the handoff here and a big loss. And the Max back at about the 18 or 19-yard line.
Click number four. Andrew Webb in on the play.
And some Nathan Marfoot looked to be the ball carrier there for Lake Holcomb, number 48. So first time we've seen him carry the ball tonight. But
Holcomb fumbling the ball on that play.
They did, yeah. You know, I wasn't sure about it.
Well,
so
I honestly didn't think they did. It did. It looked like he was down before the ball came out, so I didn't pay much attention to it.
7-yard loss and a fumble loss. So there's another turnover for them, and now the Max in the Johnson roll-off red zone. And Bogus on the handoff at the 19, and the runner's going to get to about the 17 for the Max.
He was met pretty much immediately.
And again, some of these are uncustomary running back numbers if they're even on our route. Jaden Mitchell, the carrier there. Number 59. So he takes it to the 17 for a gain of one. Well, we just, we'd never stop adding the running backs tonight.
No.
Jaden Mitchell and he gets one on the play. Second down and 9. Handoff off the left side, and the Max moving the pile closer to about the 11 or the 12-yard line this time. And again, it looked to be, I think that time again, it was Jaden Mitchell there, number 59. And so Mitchell's become the go-to guy, the freshman here, as he takes a gain of 5 that time. So he's created a third down and 4. These running backs at number 63 as Bourget and Mitchell at 59. Third and 4 for the Max from the Lake Holcomb 11. And a handoff again, getting inside the 10-yard line.
That was a give to the fullback that time.
Yeah. And that he has a big number 72, Nolan Geisler. Look at how many players have running back on their identification.
Yeah.
It's really crazy. And that is a, it looks like he got the first down. So first down with 4:15 to go. And I forgot who had Nolan Geisler. That's a, yet another running back, so. Nolan Geisler.
Good night to be a running back.
Yeah, it's a tough night to be the stats guy, I'll tell you. All right, I don't know how long the gain that time was, I guess, 4. All right, from the 7-yard line, and good defense by Lake Holcomb, and they wrap up the ball carrier, Geisler, that time.
Yeah, he was not going anywhere. There was, looked like maybe Griffin Bourget on the carry that time.
Okay.
They met him immediately.
Yeah. So Bourget, his third carry of the night, he had the 4-yard touchdown run earlier, but a loss of 1 on the play. And they're saying second and, well, second and goal from the 9, yeah, because yep. they were from the 7, so a loss of 2 on the play. So clocked out, 3:15 and counting as that running clock here, as Vargas taking the troops up. From the 9-yard line, second and goal, McDonald. Vargas keeping himself on the left side, sees the 5, and he's all the way into the end zone. Touchdown, Nathan Vargas. So Vargas giving the Max a 65-0 lead with 2:52 and running, and the clock continuing even after the score.
You know, one thing that has been impressive with this second group is there haven't been a lot of, I mean, maybe a couple holding call, but like procedural penalties, false starts, stuff like that, there hasn't been. It's really impressive.
Yeah. And they've tried two-point conversions, and that's what they're going to go with again. I don't know if Isaac Crawford's like, my leg is tired. All right. Trying to make it 67-0. Vargas under center. He's going to pass. Incomplete. Incomplete pass. Try to get the receiver.
Good coverage there.
Yeah.
They kind of sniffed that one out.
And so it stays at 65-0. McDonald, as we'll take a break. Back with the kickoff in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, you'll find a friend. So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
McDonald football, the Max, the top-ranked 8-player team in the state, winning convincingly over Lake Holcomb. But again, on paper, we knew it's a tough year for Lake Holcomb. Young squad, inexperienced, green bananas, if you will. And so lost to New Auburn 80-0. McDonald 65-0. Again, a lot of that done in the first half. And yeah, a little bit more has been done here in the second half.
Yeah, you know.
It was 45-0 at the half.
Good experience for these young guys.
Yep.
It would be nice if our starters could get a little more, but you don't want to
right.
pile it on too
no,
much,
no, no,
you know?
No.
So just kind of the way it is.
Yep. And they're in trouble with a kickoff again, and they're going to field it inside the 10-yard line and wrap him up at about the 3-yard line. And that was number 43.
Is it 40? Number 40, it looks like.
40, yeah. Well, it's kind of tough on the roster for New Richmond for Lake Holcomb for us to identify.
Oh, gotcha.
But, all right, so inside the five, they've really had some trouble, and these are maybe some of their reserve players too, I guess. I don't know. But
yeah, Cameron Buckley got downfield and made a nice tackle on that play.
And at about the 5 or 6 yard line for – I was talking about Lake Holcomb numbers. You were working on the McDonald numbers, understandably. All right, the clock now, the final minute and a half to go in this lopsided contest. It'll be tougher, though, I'll tell you what. In 2 weeks, Thorpe and the Max on the road at Owen Withy next Friday night.
Tough games coming up.
Have to have a good week of practice getting ready for that one.
Yep.
And taking to the road, too. And a timeout, Lake Holcomb. We'll take a break as well. 1:11 to go when we come back. The final moments of this one on WDOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Number 70 for Holcomb got the carry that time.
All right, inside of a minute to go now, and Lake Holcomb with the football, second and six from their own 8 yard line, is this one just winding down. And running the ball on the far side, the Max converging at about the 10-yard line on the ball carrier.
Another, they gave it to number 70 again. I guarantee you, in the roster, he would be under the O-line section.
Yeah,
he's
that's
a
Logan
pretty good-sized kid.
This is the old William Perry type of a play, I guess.
But he moves well.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not doing too bad.
No. And final 13 seconds. That's probably the last play of the night here for Lake Holcomb. Going to come up on the short end of a 65-0 contest. The Max getting that, and that was 22. It appeared to be that Caden Cook. And that'll do it. 65-0 McDonald. We're back in 3 minutes with the postgame on WDOGO Sports.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with 3 full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Get a great return on your investment with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Royal's 4.40% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 4.40% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate440. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 8/9/24. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Holly Bobie of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. I loved seeing my sons run out onto Doré Field under those Friday night lights, and it always brings me back. Back to watching out the window as my boys played football in the yard, seeing them explore, learn, and grow. I'll treasure those memories for a lifetime. And if you're looking for a place to start building your family's memories, I'd love to help. Call or text me at 715-577-HOME. Find me on Facebook or go to hollybovey.com.
All right. Here we are back on the post-game show here, the Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show on WOGO, Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Mark Halverson along with Seth Smithsky. And the Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show, quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, auto, glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. And first off, Seth, hey, a 65-0 victory. So the Macs win it going away. Go ahead.
Anytime you can get a win, and you got to set goals for your team, we were a better team than Lake Holcomb, and you wanted to have the scoreboard reflect that at the end of the game. Second team did good. First team, it seems like they still got a little bit of gelling to do yet. But they'll get there, but they got another big test coming up here this Friday, and I'm sure they were probably looking ahead at that a little bit as well.
Yeah, and so you're going to hear it in the highlights later, but it was a team effort through and through.
This club
was introduced as a team, and they certainly took down the opponent as a team here tonight.
Yep, Big week of preparation coming up, and I'm sure Coach Maloney is alluding to that right now with his talk. And they got some things to clean up. They do, but just a lot of promising young players. We got to see them up close tonight because they got so much playing time. And Nathan looked good at quarterback, and Luke Anderson, and I don't know. We had like 10 or 12 running backs,
yeah.
And they all. But Christofferson looked good.
Yeah, when you talk about the Holly Bovey names, you know, stats or recap, which we'll get to. I mean, certainly it was a team effort throughout. It was probably one of the things that stands out is the number of players actually who did contribute in the 48-minute victory, 65-0 over visiting Lake Holcomb.
Yeah, and the O-line, they don't get the credit they deserve, but it didn't matter who was running the ball. They were getting a good push in there.
Yeah.
So credit to those guys as well.
Well, how about we do our Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by Rust Proofers. Defending your vehicle against rust, your Rust Proofers service is even reported to Carfax, which increases your vehicle's resale value. Prevent rust and stop existing rust in its tracks. Learn more at rustproofers.com. How about it? The Rust Proofers defensive player of the game, Seth.
You know, it's tonight, I think, is extra tough just because it was a really small sample size with the first group. But, you know, I think
Ryan Simsky had
the big sack.
Gavin had the safety.
Yeah, no, I'm going with Ryan.
And even Noah Smith. How about Noah Smith?
Noah, the special teams.
Special teams. So how about the Smiskies?
The Smiskey cousins.
Yeah, there brother. We go. Yeah. It was kind of that night here today.
Yeah, but good night for those guys. And, you know, I enjoy watching that, you know, as their uncle coming out, and it gives me something to look forward to even when Grant leaves. And I got some years before my youngest son. I got something to look forward to and watch next year. So.
Absolutely. We'll take another break. Come back with more of the Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show in a moment on WDOGO Sports.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs. On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com. Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Winter is coming, and with winter comes salt. And that salt is attacking your vehicle, leading to rust. But you can stop rust in its tracks with Rust Proofers. Rust Proofers offers convenient service. They'll come to you with a no-mess, no-drip formula. Prevent rust and stop existing rust from getting out of control. And Rust Proofers service is added to your vehicle history report, increasing resale value. Stop rust before it starts. Call, text, or email Rust Proofers, serving Western Wisconsin. RustProofers.com.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is opening September 16th. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order butter burgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions in all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. See you September 16th at your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates. At Wirzgala, they're always here to help.
All right, Mark Halverson and Seth Smiskey back on the Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make or model. Call Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. And time for the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats recap. We see Mark Maloney down on the field, and we'll hope to hear from him shortly. But in the meantime, as we recap these stats here tonight, these are some of the rushers, all right? Dawson Moulton, 43 yards. He had a 39-yard touchdown. I put Isaac Crawford in there. I mean, I know he's they didn't need him tonight.
So. No.
And I know he still has capabilities there as a running back. 18 yards rushing for Grant Smiske, including a 12-yard touchdown. How about a 72-yard touchdown run for Eli Stepp tonight? Two carries for 75 yards unofficially. Daniel Fritz, three carries for 29 yards. And the list just goes on and on here. Alan Minen, you had Jaden Mitchell tonight. Nolan Geisler carrying the ball. Bogus himself had a 10-yard touchdown run. You had Boos had a carry for 7 yards. Three carries for 40 yards for Griffin Bourget, including a four-yard touchdown. You had Hayden Christofferson showed himself well, the sophomore, number 25. Do you get the idea here in the Holly Bovey names you know stats recap? Those running backs tonight, and that's what Coach Maloney said. We'll hear from him shortly about the fact that he wanted to improve the ground game. So, again, it's Holly Bovey and Caldwell Banker, Brenizer Realtors, names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. And, yeah, so, hello. Talking to my other mic here. And, we'll get head coach Mark Maloney is going to join the post-game show here, coach. And so, congratulations on a win. Again, you said you wanted to get the ground game right, and you seemed to do that tonight.
Yes. Dawson did a nice job running the ball. Our offensive line took them a little bit to fix a few things out there, but they got it under control. And, I figured the outcome was going to be what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And, them starting varsity did a nice job out there in the first quarter.
You said you wanted to make it through injury-free, and you certainly – well, we had to get you a workout, coach.
Yeah, I know.
But you certainly used your entire roster tonight.
We did.
I think they all ran the ball.
I think so, too. Again, Coach Winger and Coach Chris do a nice job with that JV team. They did a nice job mixing it up. And, we got David Anderson kind of tweaked. I knew, when you watch that tackle, and they start bending a guy backwards like he did, good things don't happen there. But hopefully he's going to be okay. He seems to be walking okay. Might be a little meniscus stuff or maybe just a ligament. But we could sure use him next Friday.
Yeah, that's for sure. So that was early with David that you.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And so we didn't know if in the Anderson household, with Luke distinguishing himself a little bit, that there might be some bragging rights there. I don't know.
they kind of have a little bit of jabbing going on the sideline between the two brothers.
But, I mean, ultimately, in the end, it was a great night for football and able to get done. But, it seemed like even, Seth saying, as much as we see progress, still some things to clean up.
Oh, exactly. There is. Lake Holcomb did a nice job out there.
Mm-hmm.
Their defensive ends kind of spread us out a little bit.
They got some second-half sacks on you.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't even in the first quarter, we couldn't hook that D end, and those linebackers filled up, and that's stuff that we got to keep working on. So we got to, clean that up a little bit. We got to make sure we can get some outside stuff going. I mean, our jet sweep, man, we should be able to get around the corner, but we couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's stuff we got to work on.
Having said that, Eli Stepp with a nice 72-yard touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, you take Dawson out of the picture and Danny out of the picture, and you put Alan Minen at fullback and Eli at halfback. Eli is fast.
Mm-hmm.
He's a tough runner. We knew that when you put the ball in his hands, a lot of things can happen too.
And now getting ready for Owen Withy. I mean, what's the focus between now and next Friday then?
Well, again, Coach Lobby and I go way back. We've coached against each other for a long, long time. And I always... He kids himself, but, he hasn't changed his offensive playbook. He's got like 9 plays that he hasn't changed in 30 years.
Okay.
He's going to run that offense.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't work, he's just going to run it again until it works.
Okay.
And he runs a midline option to a T.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and then he kind of lulls you to sleep on his running plays, and he might throw the ball once, and you better be ready for it.
Yeah, right.
So he's just a great coach over there, and again, we got to be able to stop their offense on that option play. So that'll be our focus.
You got a tough test next Friday.
We do.
All right, Coach. Well, we wish you the best, and have a great week of practice, okay?
Yes, thanks, Mark.
Good to see you as always, and we'll see you in 2 weeks for the Thorpe game. So
yes.
We'll be back here with Max TV. So, all right, again, head coach Mark Maloney on the post-class and mirror post-game show on WOGO. And we can move into our highlights here at this point and take you through a number of the calls that happened in the first half as we bring you those here on WOGO in our post-game program. All right. From the 14, the Max, inside of the red zone, Johnson roll-off red zone. Smisky rolling, looking, fires. Touchdown. There it is for the Max. Touchdown caught by Ryder Sullivan, and McDonald grabs a 6-0 lead with 9:45 to go first quarter. This Max defense, 9 minutes to go first quarter, and he'll fake. And then great rush by the Max, and what a brilliant play. And is that Ryan Smisky on the tackle? And it was.
It is.
For the big loss that time from the 23, and he takes him way back, and player down for Lake Holcomb. And now second and 2 for the Max out of the I formation. A pitch to Moulton again on the far side. The 35, the 30, the 25, the 20. He may go all the way for a touchdown. Dawson Moulton, and the Max lead it 13-0. Welcome shut out on that opener, 80-0, and now the Max knocking on that door 11 yards from the Johnson roll-off red zone. Smitsky's going to try to go for it on one, and he completes it. Touchdown pass into the end zone for McDonald, number 14, Nash Winger, and the Max lead it 19-0. And McDonald then getting a two-point pass on a miscue on the kick. Isaac Crawford, though, finding Daniel Fritz for that two-pointer as McDonald extending the lead. Mark Halverson and Smisky, and Emmett Johnson now faces the big rush, and he's taken down to the end zone for the safety. Safety in the Max lead at 23-0 now. We'll get a first down inside the Johnson roll-off red zone. More on that in a moment. And the fake by Smisky, he's keeping it. Smisky's got it. Smisky looking all the way into the end zone for the touchdown. Smisky on the 12-yard touchdown run with 1:13 to go first quarter. Max lead at 29-0.
Chippewa Falls.
Okay, yeah. All right, 4th and 3 now for the Max. Smisky, pitch out, near side. Here's the run, and the Max have got it. A first down and a lot more. It's Eli Stepp into the secondary. He may go. The 35, the 30, the 25, the 20. All the way, 72 yards. Touchdown, McDonald. 4th and 3 for the Max. And Vargas is going to go for the end zone. He's got a receiver, and it's caught for a touchdown. Number 8 that time, Luke Anderson, the sophomore, and the Max lead it 43-0. Max getting a two-point conversion catch from Anderson also to go into the locker room at halftime, leading it by a score of 45-0. A couple of second-half highlights now. Vargas, one step, two step, roll to the right. He's got it himself. He's going to try to take it into the end zone himself, and he gets in for 6, and the Max lead it 51-0. As that running clock here, as Vargas taking the troops up from the 9-yard line, 2nd and goal, McDonald. Vargas keeping himself on the left side, sees the 5, and he's all the way into the end zone. Touchdown, Nathan Vargas. And that finished off the scoring for McDonald tonight as they come out on top 65-0, upping their record to 2-0, the top-ranked 8-player team in the state. Winding down our post-glass and mirror post-game show. Post-glass and mirror now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Again, thanks to Seth Smisky for joining me, Mark Halverson for head coach Mark Maloney joining us in the pre and post game, for Elena Halverson producing the broadcast back at our WOGO studio. Thanks to our terrific sales team for working with, and all the advertisers who made this broadcast possible tonight. We'll get the podcast up at wogo.com, and look forward to talking to you again in 15 days. McDonald hosting Thorpe. We'll have that one WOGO broadcast on Max TV. But tomorrow night, it's Chahai New Richmond, 6:35, the pregame. The Cards at home against the New Richmond squad that, again, should make for a terrific game tomorrow on Veterans Night. So be here for that. Again, thanks so much for listening. Max win it, 65-0 over Lake Holcomb. Good night.
McDonald Max Football at WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, by Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bowlby of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, by Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, also by Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Survey, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Rust Proofers, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Football at WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO. Go Max. Your sports station.